much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
Random disclaimer.
Hey, don't do anything that I say in this song, okay? It's f***ing fiction. If anything happens, don't f***ing blame me, white America. Bill O'Reilly.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G. Ah! Woo!
Have you ever had a dream that you want him to do you so much you could do anything?
How do you keep your head about this?
When can we get jiggy with it?
I'm a woman with a strong sexual appetite. I'm like a caged peacock yearning for the wind on her haunches.
All right, now I have a boner.
Lisa Mae, I love you, white woman.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Wow, I'd really like penis.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I think the ladies love it.
Roll another one.
Recognize!
Just like.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Everyone just shut the f*** up.
Roll another one.
Oh my motherfuck.
Just like the other one.
Isn't he, crazy?
Mr. Stupidhead, at your service.
I don't have another cent.
The last time that I checked, a nipple was not a dangerous weapon.
Oh,
wow. Language.
Just pass it around.
But let's get started with today's show.
Okay, that's really not true.
Now. What one person finds entertaining or humorous, another may find greatly offensive.
The breasts are probably fake, but this woman is just fantastic.
Our feature presentation.
That's very true, by the way. The hey, few people that think we're funny.
Yeah. Oh, that part. I was thinking the breast part.
That's me too. That's what I was thinking. That's fine too.
Hey, B.
Made me think of you, Lisa. What's going on, party people? It's finally Friday.
Yes. Thank God.
Got your choice of two excellent stories today. I can't decide, so I'm going to have to let the room vote.
All right.
You can either have.
Oh.
Okay. You want two?
No.
Wait, I want to hear.
You can take choices. Two, but you're going to miss out on FAA investigates sex diving. Let me take it again.
Yeah.
You're going to miss out on FAA investigates skydiving sex stunt if you pick two.
Ooh. What's two?
What's one?
Oh.
That's one.
What's two?
What's two?
Two is man's penis ripped off in lawnmower accident.
Oh, no. Let's do skydiving.
Let's go with one, yeah.
Really?
Yes.
But his penis got ripped off of the lawnmower.
We know.
It is hard to imagine how the lawnmower and that part of a man's body gets into the same area.
You know, unless he's a black dude.
Your foot is naturally down there by the mower.
Right.
Well, I guess you'll never know, will you?
All right. Let's take
Here's the Federal Aviation Administration is looking into a videotaped skydiving sex stunt. Now, why would the FAA be interested in this, you think?
I don't
Dangerous,
know.
Probably.
For whom, though? For the people having sex while skydiving?
Yes.
That seems like that's even out of the FAA's jurisdiction.
But does the FAA have anything to do with once they jump out of the plane?
Right.
I mean,
they're trying to determine whether the pilot might have been distracted. That's why they're interested in it, because the couple was having sex in the plane and then jumped out and continued to have sex all the way down.
Oh, I'm sure the pilot was not at all distracted.
This sounds like a win-win for everyone.
That's what I'm saying. This is just like yesterday we were talking about how the courts need to institute a new policy where you say, oh, well, and send the people away with the stupid lawsuits. This is where the FAA or any agency investigating needs to go win-win. Who loses here? Pilot gets a little something, a little free show. Couples having sex. What's the downside here, right?
All right, guys. I know I could have sex in a plane right before jumping off because right. I don't really have to do a lot.
Right.
What about you?
Absolutely.
Really?
Yeah. Yes. What are you talking about?
I don't know. I just think there would be a lot of distractions.
Yeah, guys aren't like that.
Real?
There's no such thing as a distraction to guys. Not
no,
really.
No, but if you've got an open, I think Lisa's saying if you have an open plane door, even for an experienced skydiver, there has to be a minute of, all right, I really have got to be concentrating on making sure that my parachute's set up right and that I'm jumping at the right place and we're at the right out. I mean, there's other things going on in your mind, I think.
And now I've got to close my eyes and get into this. I don't know. Right. It just seems like. It's a lot pulling at your brain.
I'd like to try it. I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say without trying it.
Okay.
FAA spokesperson Ian Greger says that any activity that could distract the pilot while he's flying could be a violation of federal regulations. Apparently,
they don't have enough problems with actual problems. I mean, they don't have actual problems to solve here. What are they doing?
Yeah.
Could have been distracting. Hey, are you out of everything else?
Yeah, I don't know why they would care about something like this. Anyway, the skydiving instructor has been fired. He was doing it with a porn star named Alex Torres. He has not yet decided whether to fire the company's receptionist, the receptionist was Torres' partner in the video. So I guess the receptionist was doing it with Alex Torres. Those are the two who were jumping. So there you go.
Okay.
So the video shows the two in the plane having sex before jumping out in tandem and continuing the act midway. Mid-air, the blog had been posted on the internet, but has since been removed. So,
that's too bad.
You know, two people fighting in a plane could distract the pilot. There's no way to regulate that.
Yeah,
that's a good
point. Unless something goes wrong, the FAA just needs to stay away.
I think so, too.
But, come on. That's my point.
That can't be the best sex you ever had, though,
no,
right?
No. It's an oddity.
Barely passable.
Right.
For the woman. Right.
But interesting, and one that you can look back on and go, hey, I'm glad that happened, right?
That's a club you've joined that no one else belongs to.
It's the mile high, kidding. And then half a mile high, and then quarter of a mile
exactly.
high.
Exactly. You've covered it all.
All right.
Good point.
There's nothing bad about that. That's all I'm saying. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Kevin and Bean, stop it.
How did the guy get his unit by the
See,
lawnmower?
See, that's what I want to know now.
That article's already gone. That's
Come on.
Deleted. That's
in just, the, that. Was he, just tell us, was he kneeling or was he trying to do something with the lawnmower?
He was trying to onto the lawnmower from behind it. Somebody else was on the lawnmower, was getting off. He was getting on
to continue.
Oh, it
was a riding lawnmower?
It was a riding lawnmower. And he got his pants leg caught in the blades underneath as he was, I guess, crouching down or something to get on. And
can you imagine what kind of slow-mo that must have felt like for that guy? Oh, no. Oh, no. Ugh,
and geez. He started screaming, and the guy who was running the lawnmower didn't even hear it immediately. So it took a while to turn it off.
Great.
So his penis has been reattached, but it is unclear yet whether it will function normally or not.
Do you think it shot away like 25 feet?
Like a rock?
You look for it.
That's tough. He was 27 years old, too, by the
this
way.
This is just worse and worse.
He's going to be missing out on some of the best years of his life. He's probably never even going to go skydiving.
But what kind of rush are you in to mow a lawn? I mean, let the guy stop it.
Really? Yeah, I would think. Go ahead and turn off that engine first before I come on over here.
Jump and bail, and then you got to jump on and don't slow down? What's going on?
Yeah, what kind of a schedule are they on where they got to get this lawn mowed in 90 seconds? What happened?
That guy's in a hurry. All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show.
Okay.
We have
just sucking all the energy out of the room.
We have a brand new internet roundup.
Okay. Yeah, it's a good one.
And it's a good one. We have Mike Walters from TMZ.com, who's been paying attention every day to the Michael Jackson trial. And I believe the prosecution has rested. Is that right?
I think, I didn't see the very end of yesterday, but it's possible. I know that they were getting close. They were within their last day or two, so it's almost the defense's turn. I don't know what they've got left to say.
I don't either. The defense?
Because they prosecuted the crap out of they've cross-examined the crap out of the prosecution witnesses. Yeah. I don't know who they've got to bring.
I don't know. I just know they're changing their story. They went to the judge and said, hey, you know that whole thing about Michael Jackson giving it to himself? We're not going to say that anymore.
Yeah.
It's time for Plan B. we also have LaQuisha.
Jersey Shore.
Talking about Jersey Shore. Love that on Fridays. LaQuisha, not so fond of it, turns out.
No.
I think she loved it in the beginning, but had enough. There's not much of a story arc that she needs to follow. They're just dumb and fight and drink.
Right.
Look, you love that somebody comes and picks up your trash cans out in front of your house every week, too. Doesn't mean the guy picking up the trash cans loves it.
Yeah, true. John Huertas is going to be in our studios. He's on Castle. Great TV show. We have Cousin Sal on the program today giving you his NFL picks.
Mm-hmm.
We have Lisa Ling on the program today talking about her new season of Our America. And this particular episode is about amateur porn.
Hmm.
And I've seen some highlights of this, and not all of the amateur porn actors and actresses that she talked to are A, young at all, or B, hot at all. But I guess there's all kinds, right?
Sure.
There's an audience out there for almost everything, it seems like.
Can't imagine there's one for this woman. Movie Beat, because it's Friday, and we have your tickets for breakfast with Coldplay. Coming up today as well, so we'll take a quick break and we will come back with the Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
We got a very large Kevin and Bean show today. A lot of the Good Friday stuff you look forward to, including Cousin Sal, who actually, in case you haven't picked this up yet, is Jimmy Kimmel's real-life Cousin Sal. But now that Jimmy is famous across America, Sal's kind of become everybody's cousin.
Mm-hmm.
So he'll join us to talk about the NFL this weekend. Also, Lisa Ling, as we mentioned, is on with her new show coming back for a second season. Ralph, your buddy John Huertas here today from the Castle Show as well.
Johnny H. Haven't seen him in too long. Very nice guy, buddy of mine. We did the Joe Schmo 2 together, the second season of Joe Schmo. And it's funny, you know, you're on the set, and invariably when you're working with an ensemble cast, there's one guy everybody says, you know, that guy's kind of like got something.
He's got a little like more than most of us.
Kristen Wiig was that in the first season. Uh-huh. And the second season, everybody was looking around saying, wow, Johnny is really a funny, talented guy. I bet he's going to pop. Something's going to happen for him. And now he's on the smash hit Castle and loved by that? Millions of women everywhere who want to do things to him.
Hmm. And I'm very excited about the Internet Roundup coming up next hour because I think it's the first time Ralph Garman has ever appeared in an Internet Roundup clip.
What?
How about that? That
doesn't happen. I'm excited about that as well.
Did my sex tape finally leak?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yep. And it is hilarious, as you expected. That's all coming up here at the Kevin Beach Show. First, though, time for a look at the showbiz. Beat, what's going on today?
Sad, sad news today.
Uh-oh.
You know,
can we take the happy music out? Or?
No.
Okay.
We'll just have to rip the Band-Aid off.
All right.
You get up every morning, you come into work. My job is to look at, you know, the news and then package it and regurgitate it for you, the fine Kevin and Bean listeners. And I try to do my best, and I try to you know, make it entertaining and, you know, throw in a few jokes here and there. But sometimes a story hits you that's just so sad, so disturbing, that there's no good way to couch it. There's no package you can put it in that makes it more palatable.
Just hit us with it, I guess. I mean, let's just get it over.
The delay has been announced for the release of Piranha 3DD.
No, 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 no!
It was supposed to be out November 23rd of this year. Now it won't be released till mid-2012.
No! Your worst nightmare!
What happened?
No word has been given on why they're delaying the release.
No!
Piranha 3DD, not released until the middle of next year.
Well, that doesn't give us much to look forward to for the rest of this year.
I had my Thanksgiving weekend planned around Piranha 3DD.
All the family coming into town, going to see it.
I was
going to
leave them. I was going to leave them behind. I was going to leave them to eat their leftovers, whatever, and I was going to have a nice, quiet, you know, afternoon alone with Piranha 3DD.
Maybe stay, watch it twice. Who knows?
Who knows?
Depends on how much of a break you need.
Play the popcorn trick on myself. I was going to really enjoy myself. I had plans.
Yeah.
And now it's going to be spring next year.
What happened?
Sometime. No one, no word.
What?
They're just telling us it's been delayed.
No, 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 no.
I got that news from trulydisturbing.com, by the way, which is a cool website for horror movies and stuff like that. I wish I had better news for you to follow that up with, but I don't. CBS has announced.
You're the harbinger of doom.
I am. It's a bad news cycle.
Kevin just used the word harbinger, by the way. Let's not let that escape us.
How about
what's happening?
Golf clap.
Hey. Do you have some sort of a word a day tape in
your
car?
Don't talk to me like I'm a child.
You're a good boy. Yes, you are. You're a good boy. You're a good boy. Who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? You're a good boy.
I got it out.
You did. That was impressive.
Come here. I want to scratch behind your ears. Give me a punch. I'm going to scratch behind your ears.
I'm going to
pee right on you. I mean, the old Kevin, the Kevin that we knew back yesterday, would have thought that a harbinger was somebody who brings you a harm.
Yeah.
So that's why we're very confused by this.
He absolutely would have called it Harmonica of Doom. I can guarantee you.
How dare you.
Yeah. CBS has announced a new comedy series coming our way, starring Limp Bizkit frontman Fred Durst.
Oh, no!
Oh, yes.
The new Fred Durst sitcom.
Wow.
Please enjoy.
the least funny guy there is.
Please enjoy Fred Durst, sitcom star.
Oh, yeah.
Television is out. They are done.
What the hell?
I got to tell you, I want to watch that because it could be the worst sitcom ever.
But can we really afford to have more bad comedies on television? Is that a price we're willing to pay?
It'll be on for a week.
All right, let me ask you this, Ralph. Did Whitney create it?
No.
How bad could it be?
She or Chelsea Handler are not involved in this somehow. I don't know how they missed this one. I want to kick in the door at CBS headquarters and say, show me the file which has the list of ideas for comedy shows. Let me see it right now. I want to see where Fred Durst sitcom falls on that list and what you passed over to get to that one.
That's unbelievable.
The sitcom, tentatively entitled Douchebag.
Well, at least it's appropriately titled.
Is apparently the story of a rock legend. Any idea where this sitcom premise came from?
Stop it.
So far, any guesses who came up with the idea for the sitcom?
I'm going to say Fred Durst.
Was it rock legend that gave you the hint? A rock legend looking for balance between his high-profile lifestyle and trying to raise a family.
Oh. No way. No way. This is garbage.
I'm laughing already.
Wow. I can't wait.
The good news is it was written by the guy who created Mr. Sunshine, so he's got that pedigree going for him.
Which one was that?
That was the Matthew Perry debacle where he played the manager of a sports arena.
That's right.
Come on! Fred Durst sitcom.
No way.
I'm sorry. I mean, how often? I mean, oh man, nobody thinks that's funny?
No, nobody does. Chris Tucker's on the verge of losing his home. He's got a $6 million mansion in Florida. Problem is, the home is worth $6 million. He owes more than $4.4 million in back mortgage to the bank.
Wow.
Did he pay anything?
No. Yeah, no kidding.
Doesn't it take you 20 years to get that far behind?
That's a lot. That's crazy. I don't know what his payments are.
And yeah, how
he bought it
so
in 2007.
Patient?
And then court documents say that the IRS has another $11.5 million lien on the house.
Whoa.
So he's got to pay that back to the government. Monthly mortgage payments, by the way, more than $25,000 a month. That's your nut. That's your mortgage right there.
Mm. That's just not good.
Do you understand the checks that are coming out of my bank?
They're not coming out of his bank, apparently.
Yeah, apparently not.
But, so he walks away from this. That's how he solves this problem. He just gives the house back.
Yeah, but you don't walk away from the IRS.
Yeah, true.
He's going to have to try to sell it, I guess, to break even and start paying back the government.
Sweet. Yep. Any good news today at all?
Let me see. Let me do a quick... Oh, yeah. All right. I got a little something. This will perk your ears up.
All right.
Supermodel Miranda Kerr.
Yes.
Okay. Now we're talking.
Will be appearing in the Victoria's Secret fashion show next month.
Yes.
Good.
Wearing
a
$2.5 million bra.
All right.
I always think, ouch.
$2.5 million bra.
Jewels, right?
You're absolutely right, Lisa. Let me describe this bra for you. It is a diamond studded bra covered with nearly 3,400 gems.
Al is right.
142 carats of white and yellow diamonds. Pearls, citrines, aquamarines, set in 18-carat white and yellow gold. The centerpiece,
or the centerpieces, if Miranda Kerr is wearing them,
features two white diamonds more than 8 carats each, and two yellow diamonds that are more than 14 carats.
Dude. Whoa.
That's some expensive areolas right there.
No kidding. I saw the expensive areolas just before the Foo Fighters last
good.
Night.
That's Jack White's new project.
So
I think.
Good.
Yeah.
Isn't it amazing that she'll be wearing a $2.5 million bra and all Will want is for her to take it off?
Yeah, that's true.
Except for the ladies. Ladies be like, ooh, ah. Miranda, by the way, this will be her first show after taking a year off to have her baby son. So this is her... I just had a baby body. This is her proof that she's back and better than ever.
Fantastic.
It's a doll down there. She's all wrecked.
Oh, stop you know, it.
Just, just saying. Stop it.
Like they do.
The parts you can't see, it's the construction zone. I'm sure she looks fine, but there's cones up and there's backhoes. There's things you don't want to see going on.
Not cross tape.
Just saying. Today's celebrity birthdays. Roger Moore, one-time James Bond. For many, that was their James Bond, the James Bond they grew up on. 84 years old today. Designer Ralph Lauren is 72 years old. Actress Lori Petty is 48. Talk show host, radio god, Jim Rome is 47 years old today. Actor Steve Coogan from Night at the Museum is 46, very talented guy. Usher. Usher's in his 33rd birthday today.
Hey, all right.
Stacey Keibler, who of course was on Dancing with the Stars, former WWE girl, now currently
on.
Courtesan to Mr. George Clooney. They are currently.
Oh, is that right?
Currently an item, 32
he's
years old.
Working his way through every woman in Hollywood, isn't he?
He's got a nice menu. Nice menu at that restaurant. And a singer, Thomas Dolby. Thomas Dolby! Science!
It's a weird song.
Great song. How do you not shake your ass when this comes on?
I didn't say I'm not shaking my ass.
Thomas Dolby is 53 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Foozer in town this week, playing a couple of sold-out shows at the Forum. Isn't it unbelievable that they get better every tour, Foo Fighters? I mean, I know they're hardly old or anything like that, but I mean, it's unbelievable how much more they seem to enjoy themselves on stage and give 101% every show.
Yeah, that's what I noticed. I went last night, and they really are having a great time.
It makes it so much more fun when
and
you can see that.
And there were two times Dave Grohl face planted. It was awesome.
Really?
Yeah.
What happened?
He was running around the stage with his guitar. And once he fell, and the other time he was going up some stairs and just face first with the guitar on, with the strap, did a roll and got back up and kept playing.
He's such a rock star.
What's up with that? I broke my nose and go running into the bathroom. He's like, yeah, I'll just keep playing.
Oh, my God.
It's unbelievable. He said, oh, it's a hometown show. Great. I'm going to face plant when I, you know, here. I've done 38 shows in this tour. Haven't fallen once. Fell twice. But it's a fantastic show.
How funny.
So those of you that are going, you are going to absolutely love it. We have Internet Roundup coming up for you this hour.
Hey, we appreciate all the emails that we get here on the Kevin and Bean Show. We can't write back to all of them. But you do give us a lot of great ideas, a lot of suggestions for the show, a lot of comments. They are appreciated. Here's one, for instance.
In fairness, they give us a lot of bad ideas, too, B.
Well, sure they do,
okay.
Yeah. All right. We had a topic the other day about mistakes that affected the most people. And could you, I mean, I guess I shouldn't have been surprised. I know our audience, what F-ups they are, though. People who would call in and go, yeah, I cost my company $2.5 million because I screwed up, or, you know, I knocked the power out for 1,000 people. I mean, people did all sorts of bad things. Here's one we didn't get on the air, but he worked as an IT guy for a big bank. He said, I wrote the wrong code one evening while doing maintenance, and I somehow unlinked every debit card on the West Coast.
Oh, man. Ouch.
Needless to say, I no longer work at the bank, nor have I been able to find another IT job. And then I love him so much because in his email, then he writes these words, womp, womp, womp. So I'm sorry about that. It is funny. I mean, you're writing code. You're typing on a keyboard onto the screen, and I guess that really does have consequences when it affects things like debit cards.
We've been giving away breakfast with Coldplay tickets for this week, and then Monday, and then Tuesday morning we're going to do our breakfast with Coldplay. My name is Gerardo, and I am writing about Coldplay breakfast. I'm a military member, just returning from Afghanistan, but stationed in Denver. I'm going to be spending some time in California, wondering if you could hook me up with some tickets. Why are you shaking your head no, Lisa? What's up with that?
Because we haven't been doing it through email.
All right.
So
I guess you don't like the military.
Well, I think that's been well established.
We did the hardest game in the world, and I got to tell you, yesterday's contestants in the hardest game in the world about this time were unbelievably bad.
They couldn't even guess.
They couldn't even get a song by Coldplay. Mm-hmm. So this woman was very upset. Desiree writes, heard your latest version of the hardest game in the world. I have a suggestion for future contestants to help make the game less frustrating for you and the listeners. One, remain calm. Yes, you really, really, really want to see the band, but you do yourself no favors by panicking. Two, while you're waiting on hold, write down the names of every song by the artist in question that you can think of.
Good idea.
Especially the songs that we play.
Better idea.
3, as you're listening to other contestants, cross the names of the songs already used off your list.
This is very useful.
And 4, when it's your turn, even if you don't know what Mr. Announcer Man Robot is saying, pick a goddamn song off the list and say it.
At least you have a chance to win just by accident. We've had people guess. We've had people pull it out of their asses and win because at least they said something.
Not only will you ease the frustration of your morning show team, but you'll prevent people like me from developing road rage. Have a nice day, Desiree. We also got one from Hector who says, for Viva La Vida hint, remember we did the title fight yesterday?
Right.
Did Dave the King of Mexico say this is how you say life in Mexican?
I believe he sure did. Yeah.
He sure did.
He knows that Mexican isn't a language, right?
He may not.
I don't think he does.
He is Dave.
I don't think he does.
A few days ago, we were having an interesting phone conversation about people who kept secrets from their parents. You know, whether you were married or had a baby or were gay or had dropped out of school. We had all sorts of great calls from people who just, they didn't want to have that conversation. Here's one that I can't believe didn't come up, but I got a couple of emails like this. Kevin writes in, hey, Bean, I'm catching up with the podcast. I think my parents would disown me if they found out that I no longer believe in God. They were super hardcore Christians. They had me sheltered my entire life until college. I just don't have the balls to tell them, at least until they help me pay for med school. Yes, I'm a heartless bastard. Sincerely. Oh, he wanted to be anonymous. Sorry, Mr. X. Mr. X from nowhere is how he signs his email.
Wow.
But, yeah, that's a conversation. It's just best not to bring up the church-going experience with your hardcore religious parents if you're out.
Yeah, there's no point, right?
Did Christina Aguilera have a baby?
Yeah, she has a kid.
Uh-huh. I didn't realize that. Okay.
Years ago.
Okay. So yesterday we pointed out that at the Michael Jackson tribute concert over the weekend, she looked like a beast.
Aww.
Oh, seriously, though. I mean, the clothing, yes, but her hair looked like there were rats living in it. I mean, it was not a pretty look. If you want to go to KevinDeBean.com, you can see the photo gallery. This one says, I get that it's hard to lose weight after having a baby, so that's why I was thinking maybe it wasn't a month ago. But do you wear a leotard on stage? The same one you wore before? No. Just because they make it in your size doesn't mean you should wear it. And by the way, she wasn't wearing one made in her size. She was wearing the one she wore when she was in shape.
And just smushing out all over.
I just can't imagine she doesn't have somebody to say, hey, you might want to try something else. Mm-hmm. Poor Christina, what a long way to fall. She needs to talk to Beyonce to figure out how to dress appropriately for plus-sized women. Oh, well, Christina already has a padded stomach. Kimberly.
Nice. And finally, frequent Kevin and Bean emailer and big-time fan Brittany writes to us. She, by the way, is the one to put a face with the name. She's the one who has the Damn You Sharktopus tattoo on her leg that we've all enjoyed so much. Guys, I can't tell you how happy I am that Rocktober is finally here. I love Melfon so much. It's only 4 days out of the year, but it brings me and my friends so much enjoyment that we start looking forward to it in July. It is so awesome for our fans. Whatever you do, please don't ever let Melfon break up. I will give sexual favors to anyone I have to keep them together. Love, Brittany. Go, Melfon. You're going to have to take that up with Chip, Brittany. Good luck with that. Although
she'll
accept Brittany's pretty hot. She may be able to turn Chip on that. But Chip is the focal point of all Melfon questions for 2011, please.
Well, and she's also the reason we broke up. I mean, I can't get into it, but. And finally, Herb says, I'm happy. You know what? We don't have time for this one.
No, go ahead. No, what it is. No, what it is. What's he talking about? He's happy about what?
I'm happy that Halloween Spooks is back.
Oh, really? Yeah, go on.
Please play it in its entirety, blah, blah, blah.
Well, it is the most wonderful time of the year, Kevin.
Halloween, Halloween, ooh, Halloween.
And this is the worst song of the season.
Ghostly things are going to happen.
That's dumb.
Ooh, ah, ooh, ah. Halloween Spooks.
No.
Outside my window. Halloween Spooks.
No.
Behind the tree. I wish that the children could see, but I can't find them for the life of me. And there's Halloween Spooks outside my windowpane.
And here's the part I think the emailer was probably most excited about hearing. You don't get to hear this part very often.
This is them, I think, trying to make scary sounds.
Yes.
F you for this. I mean, they don't do this and go, nope, let's try it again. Seriously. Now they're brushing their teeth and gargling.
All right, it is Halloween Spook season. We'll be playing more of the song as we get closer to Halloween itself. A brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup coming up next. Yes, we have more tickets for you to join us for our Breakfast with Coldplay, which will happen live Tuesday right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. If you're not lucky enough to be there in person, you can, of course, listen to it on the radio, and you can also watch it online through KevinandBean.com. So we'll tell you how to win yours on the way. It's Friday, time for a brand new Kevin and Bean Internet Roundup.
Click that mouse and open your browser. Pull up your shirt and drop them trousers. We've got shots that need your viewing. Life's so hard that you'll start spewing. Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup.
Go to KevinandBean.com. You can see all of these videos. We can't feature all of them, unfortunately, because some of them don't have good audio. But I would like to point you to the Dancing with the Stars in Brazil.
What about that?
Because that's a very different Dancing with the Stars than it is here. We got freaking Nancy Grace farting. Right. And in Brazil, they got hot women taking their clothes off.
I mean, the American version, if anyone gets close to a nip slip, the country goes berserk. In Brazil, they literally dance naked.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's a much better show. So check that out. You can also go to KevinandBean.com for the rest of these. There's a new Black Keys album coming out called El Camino, and Bob Odenkirk does an El Camino ad. He looks like he's standing on a used car lot, parking lot, and they're doing a commercial, and they keep trying it over and over, and he has problems.
We've got great value on a 1994 used, fully loaded El Camino. It's ready to roll on out of here. Ah, nope. Yeah, you went too far. You're supposed to stop right here. I'm going to shake your hand, okay? Here you go! Ah, you're going to tear my arm off! God damn it, you're going to run me over!
Oh, my God.
It's very funny, and it seems to have been inspired by our old friend, the Winnebago Man, but it has, to me anyway, nothing to do with the Black Keys album that it's supposed to promote, right?
Correct.
Okay.
That's what's great about it. They also have a paper airplane flying into a mailbox. Now, this is one of the weirdest things because they have three paper airplanes at the top. They're on like a three or four story building, and they throw the three, and this one circles and circles and circles and circles and goes in a mailbox. Goes in a mailbox.
What are the chances?
Flies into it.
In the bin. Go on.
That, to those, here's what I love is, for some reason, you get so caught up in the moment. To those people, that was the greatest thing that's ever happened in life, ever. Mm-hmm. I love that so much. 2-year-old in the back seat, strapped in a little car seat, very upset because he wants his Iron Maiden. And until he gets his Iron Maiden, he's not going to be happy.
Iron Maiden will make you happy.
I love that little kid. Iron Maiden is what he's crying about. F Dave for putting this one up, because marching band music is really the lowest rung of music to me. I'd rather hear, you know, chimes. I'd rather hear light,
harp music.
Yeah, harp, classical versions, whatever. Marching bands blow, let's be honest. And then, on top of that, it's the party rock anthem.
Everybody cheering.
Yep, that sure is that song.
Sure is. Nice job.
By a marching band. Play on moves like Jagger.
No Jedi-matrix can control him. The force bounces off his double chin. And moves like Jabba.
Jabba the Hutt.
All right.
Yeah. He's got big boobs like Jabba. I got to move.
I don't know how far back you have to go to find Internet Roundup that did not include some reference to Star Wars, but this one, they've obviously taken a lot of time to edit scenes from the Star Wars movies together to put this video out. It's pretty well done.
The next one is techno dancer artist called Luciana, and Betty White is also singing on this song, and the song is called I'm Still Hot. Now, I'm about done with Betty White.
Betty White's about done with you.
I know, like, Bean's fascinated by her and stuff, but okay, listen, she's old, and she sure does rap and act like she's not old. That sure is funny. I'm about at my wit's end with this one, but I'm still hot.
It's not that I'm fascinated with her. It's just that I appreciate how vital she still seems to be. I mean, she's 90, almost 91 years old, and she still sings and dances and still has a great sense of comic time. I mean, why hate on her for that? That's all I say.
Because she's Betty White. Right. The novelty is wearing off.
She's the last surviving Golden Girl. Don't you just have to appreciate that she's still with us?
I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm still in the world. I'm still a golden girl. I may be a senior, so what? I'm still hot. From London town to L.A., I shake it all the way. But I'm walking home with my cheesecake. I'm still hot. I'm still hot.
All I right. would do her a favor. That's all I'm saying.
The Walking Dead, the story so far. Walking Dead comes back Sunday night.
Oh, this is a recap?
Really well done recap.
Awesome.
It's funny, and it also really does completely catch you up on the series. So if you didn't see the series, The Walking Dead, there was only 6 episodes, but you can watch this and be completely caught up on where the story is before it airs on AMC on Sunday night.
Rick's wife, Lori, and son, Carl, are there, as is Rick's old partner, Shane. But Shane's been pulling the ultimate dick move in getting with Lori. What the hell, Lori? Okay, to be fair, she does think Rick is dead, but still, close up shop, lady.
Close up shop, that's right. It's about time to close up shop. Bill Clinton came on David Letterman to talk about the Occupy Wall Street people.
Mm-hmm. One of the best things about Americans is we don't really resent other people's success. But there's two issues.
What about Leno?
They're the exception to every rule.
Yes, I understand.
That's so funny.
Letterman is the best. Nicki Minaj, you know her song Super Bass?
Mm-hmm.
There's a little girl called Sophia Grace Brownlee, and I believe she's 6?
If she's that old.
5?
Yeah, maybe.
Boy, you got my heart been running away. Baby, like a drum that is blowing me away. Did you hear that boom, 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 boom? You got that super bass.
She's unbelievable.
Wow.
And then I guess Ellen had Nicki Minaj come on and sing the song with this little girl.
I mean, my, I like pelican fly.
You're so shy.
And I love me a car. You like stuck under the guy with the thing on his eye. Oh, yes, I did.
Yes, I did.
Somebody please tell her who.
I am Nicki Minaj. I like to do so.
That's who's seven.
Boy, you got my heart been running away.
What the hell?
I don't know.
What kind of supernatural power is that?
That's pretty impressive rap skills for 5 or whatever she
She's
is.
She's better
sure.
than Nicki Minaj. And the ultimate collection of TV reality show elimination lines.
Oh, that sounds
this
great.
This is awesome. You know, in all of the reality TV shows, they have the elimination line. You got the Biggest Loser and Big Brother and Survivor. You know, Survivor, The Tribe Has Spoken.
Uh-huh.
And they put out The Flame.
Top Model, Top
Project
Chef,
Runway,
all of them, yeah.
Yeah, and Joe Schmo as well, as Ralph is in the very last clip.
Sashay away.
Get the f*** out of here.
You are not the Biggest Loser.
Your show has been canceled.
You will not be the next Art Chef.
You have fired your last shot.
Tribe Spoken.
Pack your knives and go.
You are evicted from the Big Brother house.
You're fired.
You're not on the list.
Ashes to ashes, dust to dust.
Ralph.
Gina. You're dead to us.
You're dead to us. The best one ever.
And then he throws the plate into the fire. Remember, it was so funny because they did that show years ago when they were making fun of reality television shows. You could never parody a reality TV show now,
yeah,
because they're so far beyond what Ralph and the crew did on Joe Schmo.
All of these videos you can find at Kevin and Bean's Internet Roundup. Go to KevinandBean.com.
Kevin and Bean, Internet Roundup.
We're going to talk all things Dr. Conrad Murray after the top of the hour with TMZ.com. It's not going well for the good doctor, by the way. It's not going well at all for him, but we'll discuss.
Well, he should have thought of that before he killed Michael Jackson,
yeah,
allegedly.
Also, we got the Movie Beat coming up and LaQuisha reviews last night's Jersey Shore. Ralph is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's happening?
Well, they found the Hackerazzi, they're calling him. This is the dude who had hacked into the email and phone accounts of many celebrities like Mila Kunis and Christina Aguilera and Scarlett Johansson. Allegedly, he's the one who leaked those nude photos of Scarlett Johansson that were taken on her phone.
But so we're giving him a reward, a cash reward,
a medal?
Right?
Did the FBI give him a medal? No.
What's
they
up?
Arrested him. That's what they did.
What country are we living in?
Christopher Chaney is his name. He was arrested on Wednesday, and he was interviewed by a local TV station in Jacksonville, Florida. By the way, he's from Florida. All good things come from Florida, you know.
Yeah.
And he said he was addicted to seeing behind the scenes in the lives of the stars that he hacked into. But he felt almost relieved when authorities seized his computers because it was an addiction, he said. I didn't know how to stop doing it.
Oh, F him.
Yeah, if only there was a way you could stop hacking into people's accounts. I can understand why you didn't know how you could do it. What could be the one way you could stop hacking into people's accounts?
Well, your hand just gets taken over on that mouse like it's being controlled by a ghost, Ralph, and just forces you to go to their accounts and hack them.
Yeah. Addicted.
He's claiming he never leaked any photos, never sold any photos, never stored any of the information. He was just reading it like a blog, he said. It was just for his own personal use. He didn't have any responsibility in releasing any material. So they still have to prove that he leaked those photos.
And maybe somebody hacked him.
That may be.
Look, oh, there you go, Lisa.
Apparently, it's a hackapalooza.
He's the victim.
This guy had set up all these celebrities' email accounts to forward all of their email to him. How insane is that?
It's insane.
That's pretty insane.
It's crazy insane.
We should have gotten more information than out of him.
That's right.
Yeah. Guy's bogarting the info.
Lindsay Lohan! She's got a world of problems. She's got 99 problems.
Uh-huh.
And the bitch is one.
That's true.
Problem number one.
She is one of them, yes.
She has been kicked out of her community service program because she repeatedly violated the rules. She was supposed to be serving time down there at the Downtown Women's Center here in Los Angeles, helping out those less fortunate. You know, she had hundreds of hours to complete down there. I think she tagged in about 60.
It's a lot, by the way.
It is a lot, yeah.
I've done that. Community service sucks.
She was supposed to do 360 hours, and she didn't come anywhere near that. So they finally said, you know what? We don't have time for you. This is a real place of business, and we're trying to really help people, and
really?
We can't deal with you. She blew off 9 scheduled visits that she was supposed to show up and do her time. When she did show up, she would often bail there after working for only an hour or so. She would just walk out.
Guys, if it were you or me, wouldn't the fear of going back to jail be enough to motivate you to do your hours?
Well, here's the beauty. She's due in court next week for an update on her probation.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what the judge says at that point. However, the probation department has reassigned her to a new program with the Red Cross.
Okay, and they think that's going to work because...
I don't know. Huh. But I don't see why she's even getting a second chance at community service. But the
this
judge,
community
I'm
service
sure,
is her second chance.
We'll have something to say when he meets with her next week.
Make her give blood every week.
Well, it looks like she has been. I don't know if you saw the photos of her on the red carpet the other day. Us Weekly had photos of her with her yellowed, uneven rotting teeth. I don't know if you saw that smile that she gave on the red carpet there.
Yeah, it was a little rough.
Looked like a horror movie. And then she waved to the camera, and her hands were cut up like she had been crawling through broken glass. So maybe she was giving blood down there at the Red Cross. Maybe she just opened up her hands and just started bleeding on everyone.
She's
maybe
living
she was confused. So I can't wait for that court hearing next week. That's going to be very entertaining. Hillary Swank has some splaining to do. She, along with some other celebrities, attended a birthday party for the president of Chechnya. Here's the only problem. The president of Chechnya, Ramzan Kadyrov, he has a little bit of a reputation for murdering and torturing his political rivals.
Oh, there's that?
Yeah. Look, who amongst us is perfect? We all have our little peccadilloes. Our little quirks that make us unique.
Would you consider that a quirk?
President Kadyrov just likes to murder and torture his political rivals. So, a lot of human rights groups immediately called Hillary Swank out on the fact that she was attending the birthday party in concert. And she issued an apology. She said she had no idea the event was intended to honor him on his birthday. If I had a full understanding of what this event was apparently intended to be, I never would have gone. Well, after she made that statement, some video surfaced.
Uh-oh.
You know that almost never ends well.
Yeah.
She was on stage giving a speech at the event where she said, "Happy birthday, President Kadyrov." Someone was asked her on stage how she knew it was Kadyrov's birthday, and she answered, "Well, I read. I do my research." After she had claimed she had no idea what the event was for.
She's lying.
By the way, Jean-Claude Van Damme also attended the concert.
What the hell?
And human rights groups said if he had a career, he would be in danger of losing it.
It's getting more like communism, saying we're going to do this and do that.
It is. It's like communism.
It's a good point.
And Demi Moore is apparently so upset of Ashton Kutcher's cheating that she is not eating.
What?
She's not eating even less than she used to not eat.
She can go like one day and that's it.
Us Weekly magazine says friends are concerned that Demi is super skinny and hard to look at. Well, maybe that's why Ashton had to go somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Because Sarah Leal is very easy to look at.
She
is.
That's
what I'm saying. Yeah. Skinny little bitch.
Sarah is talking again about the one night stand.
Really?
She
what
had
a surprise.
Really?
What's left? Or
she comes to the press like every other day with new facts.
Oh, I forgot. Sarah confirms that according to Ashton, he and Demi were separated at the time of the sex, and so she can't really understand why Demi should be upset.
The old "we were on a break"
defense.
They
were on a break. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays.
Do you think he tried the, wait a minute, weren't we? But I thought we were.
But honey,
we were separated.
I was on the West Coast. You were on the East Coast. How much more separated could we have been?
I thought you said, but.
Celebrity birthdays today. Stacey Keibler is 32 years old today. She is the girlfriend of George Clooney. She is a stunning, talented model, dancer, actress, and she makes a fine, fine cookie with her friends in that tree.
I believe that's a different
Keibler.
Have you ever had those
Keibler? Yeah, but it's not the same family.
The fudgy deal, the fudge stripe ones?
Nope.
Oh,
nope.
Come on.
Not the same.
She is different. Much taller than the rest of her family, I will tell you that much.
Different family altogether.
Skinny little bitch.
She is 32 years old today. Usher is 33. Natalie Maines of the Dixie Chicks is 37 years old. Steve Coogan. Very funny British actor and comedian. He is 46 years old. Jim Rome, talk show host, is 47. Ralph Lauren, the designer, is 72 years old. Roger Moore, one-time 007, is 84. And singer Thomas Dolby, science!
She blinded me with science.
Boop, boop, boop.
She blinded me with science.
He is 53 years old today. Do yourselves a favor. Pick up William Shatner's new CD, Seeking Major Tom. He's got an amazing version of She Blinded Me With Science on that double disc set. I recommend it highly. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show business.
Hey, party people. What about Tuesday on the Kevin and Bean Show? What about Kevin and Bean's Breakfast with Coldplay live from the new Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock? We are, obviously, today's Friday. The thing is Tuesday. We are running out of time to let you in to it. If you are a Coldplay fan and you want to go, this might be a good time to open up the phones at 1-800-520-1067. If you are that hardcore Coldplay fan we've been hearing from who says, I'll do anything, give me a chance. Just put me in, coach. I'm ready to play. Call right now. We're looking for Coldplay fans. We got a chance for you to earn those tickets coming up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
We also have LaQuisha taking a look at Jersey Shore. And I think we're losing LaQuisha, guys. I don't think she's...
Well, I think the novelty of stupid white people is starting to wear off about Jersey Shore for her. And I think that was what drew her into it, and now not so much anymore.
We're trying to get somebody from TMZ.com to come on the show with us because there's a story today about Dr. Conrad Murray. And how he could end up on house arrest only.
No way.
If convicted.
What?
So if the jury comes back and says guilty, involuntary manslaughter, that's a... First of all, it's shocking it's a maximum 4 years.
It sure is.
Yeah.
Maximum. That's the most that could possibly they could possibly give him. Then... Go ahead, Bean.
And this is on the shoulders of our amazement that he's even going through a trial on this because he could have copped a deal and done a maximum of 4 years and avoided all of this. I can't even believe he's putting himself out there, but it doesn't seem like he can lose. I mean, the worst thing that can happen is 4 years, right?
Yeah. Right. But a new law went into effect in California on October 1st, which says because of overcrowding... This is where it gets to be where you go, wait a minute, this would never happen to me. People convicted of nonviolent felonies, which involuntary manslaughter is considered nonviolent, cannot be sent to state prison. So they would serve their time in county jail. Well, county jail's really full.
Wow.
So actually, we have Mike now from TMZ, and he's going to tell us the rest of this wonderful story.
Mike Walters, the black t-shirt guy from TMZ and TMZ.com. How are you, buddy?
Good. How are you guys?
Very good. Thank you.
So the jails are overcrowded. Let's say the doctor's worst fears come through and he is convicted on everything. He could end up spending the time where?
In county jail. Here's the thing. So October 1st, there was a new law passed where nonviolent felons who are convicted don't go to state prison. They go to county jail. The problem with that is in Los Angeles County, we are packed to the gills of criminals in our jails. So he will get not only probably half of that sentence in jail.
Okay, now hold on 1 second. So because of overcrowding, they will automatically knock it down from 4 to 2.
Automatically.
Even if he gets sentenced to 4 years, they'll go.
That's if he gets the maximum of 4 years.
Okay.
Right. And then they automatically knock it down about a half of the time because of overcrowding. But the other thing is that if you go and you're a nonviolent felon, and this happens a lot with celebrities, most of the crimes they pull, let's say it's a DUI or drugs, They're nonviolent felonies, so you have a possibility of getting house arrest with a monitoring bracelet. So how crazy would it be if Conrad Maurice, convicted of manslaughter, gets 4 years in county jail and ends up in a house somewhere under house arrest and does little to no jail time?
Look, it makes me want to go out and kill Jermaine. It would be worth it for just a couple of years of house arrest.
And no one would
want to try propofol.
Nobody would convict you to either because it's Jermaine.
This is unbelievable. And by the way, Mike, I know we've spoken with you about this in the past. You've been following the case very closely, and you guys are doing a first-class job keeping us updated at TMZ.com. He's going down, right? There's no way he recovers from what the prosecution has put up on the stand the last few weeks.
Let me tell you something. For everyone that's not following it day by day, because it is very boring to watch a trial like that.
Oh, my God. It moves so slow.
I know. For whoever's not listening the whole time, the interview that Dr. Murray did with LAPD 2 days after Michael died, they played the two-hour tape in court, which is also very boring. But I read the entire transcript, and I know this story. Let me tell you something. Dr. Murray laid out the entire case for LAPD. This interview was the worst idea him and his lawyer have ever had. And literally, they went all the way through Michael being a drug addict, Michael being addicted to propofol, which is crazy, and then him, Dr. Murray, giving him the propofol every night for two straight months to basically fuel the addict, which is crazy that he would tell the LAPD that. But that's exactly what happened.
Under what circumstance would... I mean, he must have not been worried about getting prosecuted. Otherwise, he wouldn't have said anything.
That's exactly the way it appears. When you read it, it's Dr. Murray going, hey, listen, guys, this is no big deal, but let me tell you exactly what's wrong with Michael and how he got to this point. So he must have thought at the time that this wasn't going to get him arrested and that he just kind of laid out everybody else, including Michael, who was at fault for what happened to him, but he kind of left himself out of it. He said, you know, I was just kind of an innocent bystander. The problem is, the LAPD had no idea what was going on at the time. They didn't even know what propofol was. My favorite part of the interview, you guys will love this. But you know, Michael Jackson called propofol milk because it's a white substance, right?
Right.
During the interview, he brings up the word milk about propofol, and they haven't even said the name propofol yet. And the LAPD officer goes, "Milk? Did you say milk?" And he said, "Yeah." And he goes, warm milk or hot milk? Like, he literally had no idea what the hell Dr. Murray was talking about.
He died from milk?
Yeah, that's what they were like. They were like, you gave him milk and this happened? Like, I don't get it. So the fact that they had little knowledge of what was going on, and Dr. Murray laid out that he had given Michael Jackson over 5 gallons of propofol in 2 months into his body is crazy that you would tell anyone that.
Crazy amount of propofol, and he obviously had to not think that it was going to come back and bite him in the ass, but that's what's going to bite him, right? I mean, his own testimony, it wasn't testimony, but it was an interview with the police.
Right.
It's admissible.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you 100% from our law enforcement sources, if he wouldn't have done the interview and given him all that, he would not have been charged. They weren't even going to charge him. They didn't have really a case. I mean, it could have gone to the medical board because he was negligent in his care of Michael Jackson, but the gross negligence over time that constitutes manslaughter was because of the 2 months that he was giving him the 5 gallons of propofol. If he would have never said that, they'd have never known, and this case would be some medical board case that we wouldn't even be talking about. But Murray told them what he did, and that's why they charged
him. I get procedures every once in a while on my back, and they use propofol. And a tiny, tiny, tiny little amount knocks you right the hell out.
No kidding.
You guys,
5 gallons.
5 gallons.
You guys want to know a crazy story? Yeah. So my wife had surgery right in the middle of the trial, right? And I go into the hospital. I won't say where, but I go into the hospital, and she's about to go under. And, you know, knowing my background, I'm like, what are they going to give her? And they're like, propofol. So here comes the guy. Ready for this? The guy who gave her the propofol was one of the witnesses in the Michael Jackson trial.
All right.
Oh. And he looks at me, and I look at him. He puts his head down, and he's like, da-da-da-da-da, I'm just going to give this and walk away.
Wow.
I'm standing there in my black T-shirt like, hey, doctor, how you doing? And he's like, I'm good, good, see you later.
Oh, man. Hilarious,
and he didn't want to look me in the eyes.
Of course.
This is the voice of Mike Walters from the TMZ newsroom today. They're doing a great job of covering the Michael Jackson trial. Look, in our remaining moments here, Mike, and I only know about the law what I've seen on television, but it sounds to me like Dr. Conrad Murray thought, I'm going to be the most cooperative witness ever because there's never going to be any hint of suspicion because I'm going to be so forthcoming and I'm going to act like I'm the police's friend and go ahead and do this interview and that'll be the end of it. That seems to me like what happened.
That's exactly what happened. The person who's supposed to advise you against that is your criminal defense attorney who is sitting right next to him, who, by the way, egged him on to tell them everything.
Yeah, yeah,
the
go
entire
ahead, tell
interview.
Him.
Oh, I have no idea why he would do that.
Now, didn't he also tell the police that there was a bunch of propofol? He thought that they had discovered it and they hadn't yet? It was locked
in
some cabinet?
Did you basically, did you look in the cabinet because the other bottles are up there? And they all kind of looked at each other like, what? So they went back to the house and gathered the rest of the product.
He should be convicted just for being a dumbass.
Well, and his lawyer, what an idiot.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this goes down as possibly the worst move in a celebrity criminal case I've ever seen.
And having said that, he gets found guilty. He has to stay at home for a couple of years.
With all of his hot girlfriends breeding in and out, too, probably.
I was just going to say, Dr. Kyler Murray has four girlfriend strippers. I mean, it's not the worst thing I've ever heard.
He'll be fine.
I don't know that he's going to have those if he doesn't have the propofol, though. Come on.
Yeah, all right, last question for you, Mike. What is left for the defense to put on the stand? It seems to me they've done the best they can with the prosecution's witnesses. Do they have anybody new that they're going to call we haven't seen yet?
What I think they're going to try to do, I mean, they're getting killed right now, I think, but the thing that they're going to try to do is try to tell the jury that propofol is now being used as an experimental drug for insomnia. He's going to try to tell the jury that Dr. Conrad Murray was trying to treat Michael with a new, you know, ahead of his game type drug that they're now using for insomnia. And, you know, to be honest, it really isn't there. There's no research.
Yeah, it's absurd.
But they're going to try to prove that this works and that it was just an accident while they were trying to treat someone with the most severe insomnia that he's ever seen. I'm not sure it's going to work.
All right. Poor Dr. Conrad Murray may have to stay home for 2 years. That's going to be terrible for him for killing Michael Jackson, the pop star. We are out of time. TMZ.com. Check your local listings for TMZ television. You guys continue to do outstanding work over there. Mike, thank you for the time on the Kevin and Meacham. Have a good weekend, dude.
You too, guys. See ya.
Right. Bye now. If you want to go to Coldplay, give us a call. 1-800-520-1067 and we'll play the
Tuesday, right here on the Kevin and Bean Show, the band Coldplay will be in, answering our questions, answering your questions, performing live, big band, small room. This time it's live from the new Red Bull Sound Space at K-Rock. Yeah, you can listen on the radio. Yeah, you can watch it online at KevinandBean.com. But how much better to be there? You can call right now if you'd like to. Mumford the Hits.
Hey, my friend, if you can guess this song I'm singing, you will win the tickets. It won't be very easy, but if you can guess it, you will win the tickets. Guess the song I'm singing if you can, and then we'll give you some more tickets.
Pretty sure we have it now.
Hiya, Mumford. How are you today,
good morning,
sir?
Good morning, Kevin and Ben. It's a pleasure being here. I'm really glad to be on your show. Here on your show. Here on your show.
Okay, so you're a very popular recording artist in your own right, but
yes,
today you're going to be...
Yes, I am very popular.
All right.
I am a recording artist.
All right, we covered that, actually, but
you
today
you... covered that already.
You don't have to repeat everything.
I'm covering it again.
Okay, noted.
Covering it again.
Okay, right, so today you're going to be covering the works of
today
Coldplay. Okay, stop. We got to get to the calls here. So listeners are going to be on the line. You're going to be singing a Coldplay song in the inimitable Mumford style. All they have to do is tell us what the title is. If they're right, they go into the drawing to join us Tuesday. You got all that?
Yeah.
All right, good. All right, let's start with Tracy today. Hi, Tracy. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show.
Good morning, Kevin and Bean and Lisa May.
Good morning.
You ready to Mumford the Hits?
Yes.
All right, here you go. Here's your song. Tell us what Coldplay title this is.
Oh, no, I see a spider web is tangled up with me. And I lost my head, the thought of all the stupid things I said. Stupid things I said.
yes, Tracy, what song?
It's Trouble.
Trouble
yeah!
is correct.
Yeah!
Hold on, we're going to put you in the drawing.
Awesome. Very different.
Sounds just like my version.
Very different. Let's go Andy. Hi, Andy.
Hey.
Welcome to Mumford the Hits. Here's Mumford.
I hear Jerusalem bells are ringing. Roman cavalry choirs are singing. Be my mirror, my sword, my shield. My missionaries in a foreign field.
In a foreign field.
Yes, Andy.
Viva La Vida?
It is.
It is. Nice job.
Can you only sing that one?
I'm singing tune. Many different songs.
You're not. It's the exact same tune.
Okay. All right, let's try. Our man George is next up on the Kevin and Bean Show, trying to win his way into breakfast with Coldplay. George, are you ready to Mumford the Hits?
Yes, I am.
All right. Bless it up.
Lights go out and I can't be saved. Tides that I tried to swim against. You've put me down upon my knees. Oh, I beg and plead. I beg and plead.
Oh, I beg and plead. Help me now.
Okay, you don't have to Mumford the Hits. You just have to come up with a song title.
He's trying to think of it. I know that song. I know that song. It is The Speed of Sound.
Yeah, it's Clocks. Sorry about that. You don't know that song. Sorry.
I'm sorry you didn't all right. win.
Nice effort.
I feel so bad for him.
So far, Annie and Tracy are in the drawing. Let's try Vanessa. We may only have time for one more here, guys. I'm sorry to say. Vanessa G on line 5, please.
Hey, Janessa. Vanessa.
Hey.
Sorry.
Hey, Janessa.
Welcome to Mumford the Hits.
Morning.
Your skin, oh yeah, your skin. And bones turn into something beautiful. You know I love you so. You know I love you so. No, I love you so.
Is it yellow?
It is yellow.
Yeah.
Look at that. Look at that.
Yes, it does. Hold on.
Mumford, you've never heard a Coldplay song before, right?
I have
am I right
no
about that?
Idea who they are.
Okay.
But I think that guy is married to that girl.
That's correct. Yes, that's the same couple.
And they're pretty famous. And they're pretty famous.
All right, we have two pair. We're going to get two out of the three in.
Oh, mm-hmm. It's going to suck so much for the one who doesn't win. Lisa, two pairs. Make it happen.
They go to Andy and Tracy.
Yay!
All right. Congratulations, Tracy. You
congratulations,
won.
Congratulations, Andy
don't
and Tracy.
Don't have time for that.
That's fine, Mumford. Thank you very much.
Glad that you
Andy,
won.
Thank you. Andy, thank you.
Oh, thank you.
All right.
We'll see
sorry,
you
Janessa.
The breakfast with Coldplay. All right. It's going to be real fun.
It's going to be real fun.
It's going to be right. real fun. Congratulations. Now you won the contest and then you have got those tickets. You knew what songs I was singing and you were written you've got those tickets.
Cousin Sal with his NFL picks for the weekend coming up next hour. Also, Lisa Ling, journalist, does a report on amateur porn. Very interested to talk to her about that. And Ralph has the movie beat coming up. How is it possible that Jersey Shore now seems like it's been on longer than The Simpsons? Can you remember a time before Jersey Shore? It seems like it's always been on. And this season refuses to end. What up?
What up is it's good TV. That's what up.
Hi, LaQuisha.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm not well.
Oh, I'm sorry. Another Jersey Shore last night. I apologize for that.
Another Jersey Shore last night. Hey. Your ass wasn't watching it.
Hey, you volunteered for this.
I had no idea. I volunteered like 18 years ago.
Right, when they started.
The show started.
Right.
But is it every episode another peeling of the complicated characters that are the Jersey Shore kids?
No. Every episode's an exact replica of the previous episode.
Oh, there is that.
Oh,
yeah.
And
I
every
see.
Season
okay.
is exactly like the previous season.
Yeah, there's that. Yeah,
it's like
a huge
I've been living
hit.
In Groundhog Day. I'm damn Bill Murray waking up every morning.
So where are we in the story? What's going on?
Well, remember last week, Snooki and her boyfriend back home, Gianni, they had problems. And he left Italy, and so she was so upset she had to jump into Vinny's bed and have sex with him.
Right.
Then she called Gianni back, and he gave her a second chance, but it turns out she forgot to mention that she had sex with Vinny.
Oh, she left that out.
Well, thing is, she claimed she didn't really remember because she was so blasted-ass drunk.
Right.
And then Vinny said, oh, yeah, we had sex. She's like, oh, now I got to go make another phone call. So here the episode begins with that phone call.
Hello?
You're going to hate me. Remember when I told you what happened? With Vinny?
Yeah.
We had sex.
I give you a second chance. And this is what you tell me after I give you a second chance.
Babe, I had no idea what happened. I just found out today.
Yeah, it's not her fault.
It isn't her fault.
Now, honey, look, I was just blackout drunk alcoholic when I had sex with that other guy an hour after you left. Doesn't that make it better? So their relationship is in limbo. right now. We don't know what's going on with this.
He's an idiot then for getting with her in the first place and then give her a second chance and now a third chance.
Yes, absolutely. And Dina, meanwhile, her little meatball girlfriend, they call themselves the meatballs, see, the two of them. Because they round and brown and they will give you indigestion. Dina, she is horny. She's looking for any part in the storm, and the Italian men won't have her because, you know, they have options. And so she decides she needs to have sex with Paulie in the house because Snooki had sex with Vinny, right?
Vinny and Nicole have done sex, and they're still cool, so why can't me and Paulie do sex and be cool? I think I'm pretty, you know?
Nope.
Yeah, but Snooki's not pretty either.
That's true. But Dina is even less not pretty.
Oh, I see.
Wait a minute. More not pretty.
Correct, yes.
Yes. And so Paulie's desperate to try to find a girl that night they're going to bring home so he doesn't accidentally have sex with Dina. You know how it is when you fall into a woman like
sure,
that.
Sure, yeah, sure.
So they go out to a nightclub, and he's looking for women. And this was the one good episode so far this season was this episode.
All right.
Because this is the episode where the country of Italy reaches its saturation point with the cast of the Jersey Shore.
Sweet.
This is the episode where the country literally turns on them and starts to attack them. They go into a nightclub, and it's nice because, you know, MTV always pretend like, oh, they're just eight regular people with cameras following around,
sure.
Nothing special. And you know everybody knows who they are, and everybody hates them. So they go to a club, and they're dancing and fist-pumping and doing all that whatnot. And then the entire club stops what they're doing, turns around, and starts to boo them and chant curses at them.
Sweet!
They drive them from the nightclub.
That's awesome.
Security must surround them and escort them off the premises as 800 angry young Italians shout curses at them.
And it's not like there was no music. It was quiet or anything. They were out shouting the music.
They were. They rose up as one.
Sweet.
Saying, leave our country.
Can we do that too?
Well, we cannot.
No.
Unless we do like an Occupy Jersey Shore thing. We all go down there and start protesting.
I like it.
Now, everyone decides it's time to go home because they had a bad night because Italy hates them. But not Snooki and Dina. They've been drinking now for a day and a half with no sleep, and they decide to go to another nightclub.
Excellent.
Where things get even worse when the staff of that nightclub turns on them and the bartenders start to throw ice at them.
Oh, my gosh.
Sweet.
Throwing ice at me and my friend? You don't f***ing do that. Done. Done!
What's that mean, done?
I don't know. But they had to be escorted off the premises, I know that. Two clubs in one night.
They sure did that. They sure were throwing ice at them.
They sure were. And here's the thing, Dina and Snooki now, they got a new little catchphrase they like to throw around. You know how some people say, oh, you know, let's face it, I don't know whether to take the Beamer or my Cadillac to work today. That's a rich person's problem,
uh-huh,
right?
Uh-huh.
Well, when they have high-end problems, they call it meatball problems. Oh, that's a meatball problem. That's a meatball problem.
Ugh.
Being kicked out of the club, meatball problem.
Meatball problem. And then they decide to get in the hot tub, but the hot tub's too hot.
Burning your kooka in the jacuzzi. Meatball problems.
Meatball problems.
Oh, no. They're I don't want to think about that.
Before they get into the hot tub, though, there's a problem with Dina.
I'm going out with cousin, because I'm fat. I have to pee. You can pee in the hot tub.
Whoa.
What? What? What's
Snooki
happening?
Snooki just says you can pee in the hot tub when we get in.
The hot tub that Snooki's getting in?
Yes.
Oh, this is not attractive.
Urinating in a public place, meatball problem. No class scum of the earth, white trash, meatball problem. It's almost the end of their time there in Italy. They're having their final Sunday dinner together. And they're all commenting on how, at this one moment in time, there is peace in the house. Everybody's getting along. There's no fighting. And I kid you not, the minute after they say that, Vinny goes and opens his mouth and starts the first problem. When they're talking about next season at the Jersey Shore.
I'm going into my room back in Jersey. and I'm putting my bag there, and that's my room.
And that's why, who are you to say that that's your room?
How is that not my room? Tell me.
For me, I don't think upstairs is a good place for me anymore, and to go downstairs would be easier on me. Like,
switch with somebody else. That's my room. I want to keep my room.
I'm thinking, like, let's come up with some kind of compromisation on this room, and then it's just being a complete little bitch.
She's got a point. There should be some compromisation. Oh, listen now to me.
Yeah.
The vast majority of people in this country are white.
Yes.
Okay.
That means the vast majority of stupid-ass people who can't speak the English language are white. Compromisation.
Yeah.
The next time I hear you two make a joke about a black person not speaking English correctly, I'm going to cut down and cut you. I'm going to cut you.
Okay, but let me ask you this, Lucretia.
Prom is Asian.
Right, she's stupid. She's stupid, and nobody's vouching or standing up for her, but it doesn't have to be a race thing. She's just a stupid person, regardless of whether she's white or not.
She's stupid white girl. That's she's okay. She
technically, she's orange.
That's right. But if you cut her, she's white.
Next week, Lucretia.
Okay, I guess I'm done then.
Oh, I'm done? Sorry. I thought that was it. I thought that was your big final thought, Jerry.
Pete has had no patience this whole week. You out.
Thank you, Lucretia.
Get any quote, and you'll not only get a free lifetime membership in Good Hands Roadside Assistance. For limited time, your first tow will be free. Shop less, get more. Make one call to an Allstate agent. Find one near you at allstate.com. I'm Lisa May with K-Rock Traffic.
Thank you, Lisa. It is the world-famous K-Rock at 7:51.
Amateur porn enthusiasts, stick around. We got something special for you coming up right after the top of the hour here on the Kevin Bean Show. First, it's Friday. Rob is here with the show. Bisbee, what's going on?
You know, listening to Lisa's commercial, I once got roadside hands assistant, good hands assistance.
Is that right?
Yeah.
That's
didn't come with my insurance policy.
It didn't. You know,
it
didn't pay
for it?
It
was a separate deal. Hmm. Yeah, completely.
Cash?
You know, I've been following this story all week, desperate for some magic. The Celebrity Apprentice cast has been being leaked slowly all week long, and I keep saying we're looking for that magic. We're looking for the one name that's going to make us say, now I have to now
where's
I have
our Busey? That's what you're asking. Where's our Busey?
That's right. So far we talked about Cheryl Teagues, Sports Illustrated swimsuit cover girl and model for many years. She's apparently going to be in the cast this season. Marco Andretti of the Racing Andretti family. Teresa Giudice from Real Housewives of New Jersey. Now they're adding former reality star Victoria Gotti, daughter of mobster John Gotti. Remember her from Growing Up Gotti, that reality show she had?
Right. Yes.
She's a bit of a lunatic, a little bit of a loose cannon.
She is.
Feeling a little bit better. Debbie Gibson, Clay Aiken. I'm just not feeling it. Wait a minute. We're getting a little closer. Dee Snider. Dee Snider of Twisted Sister.
All right.
Oh,
that
he was a guest star last year, remember?
Getting there.
How about Arsenio Hall?
Nope.
Arsenio Hall. Kevin, the people love him.
That's true. That's a fact.
I've heard the people love him. I've heard that.
Would you like to hear that now?
Oh.
Is this me? You're waiting for me to play it?
Yes. All right. Hey, great to see you again. Welcome back, man.
It's a pleasure, man. Y'all keep rocking, okay?
Thank you. Arsenio Hall, folks. The people love him.
The people love him. That's why he's going to be on the show.
Even if the people love him. I don't know why you would point that out.
But here's the name. We were waiting, and now we've got it. Right. Now it finally came through for
this
us.
Can't wait.
Star Trek Sulu, George Takei.
Yeah!
George Takei.
I love him so much.
Oh, my.
Oh, my.
Twisted Sister. Indeed.
That's going to be
good.
He's
awesome.
I like him.
He's awesome. It's going to be awesome. Looking forward to it. More reality show news. Jamie Kennedy has a new job. He's going to be hosting a show called Guinness World Records Gone Wild.
What?
People attempting to break Guinness World Records, but wild. It just goes wild. Like Dave sitting there watching television for 100 hours, but wild.
What does wild mean?
I don't know. Like, I guess they're picking the most jackass-esque type of stunts to be shown on the show, and people trying to get into the Guinness World Book of Records.
I liked that old Guinness show that our friend Mark Thompson used to host. Remember, there was a series for a while where they had people breaking records on camera. Yeah. I thought it was very entertaining.
People belching loudly on television.
That was one of the ones they did, if I recall.
Yeah.
I don't vouch for all the records that they tried to break, but
only
I thought
that
it was,
only
it was good TV.
Yeah. Starz likes their new show with Kelsey Grammer so much that they are putting the first episode up on their website and Facebook beginning Friday.
When does it start?
Not until a couple weeks from now, I think.
Huh. I think you're right.
He plays the mayor of Chicago, a fictional mayor of Chicago, who's going through some serious problems and political turmoil. It's called Boss, is the name of the show, and they've also, so enthused about the show, they've already given it a second season before it started airing the first. So wow. This better be good. They are committed to this thing. If you want to check it out, you can go to their website. More full season orders over there on ABC. We're going to have entire seasons of Revenge and Suburgatory.
And those are what?
Those are television programs ABC.
Okay.
ABC is hard to find on your DirecTV or cable system, but they have some TV shows on over there.
It's one of the small channels I don't get, I guess.
And apparently those are doing well enough to get full season orders from ABC.
Oh, my.
And Dave Grohl's just one of the best guys, isn't he?
Yes,
he is.
Yeah.
Saw him last night for him.
Were you impressed?
He's awesome.
Yeah.
Best comment I heard? Was I know
great
he's,
live performer.
I know he's just a human, but still, that was it. That was the end of the comment. I was like,
"Was that comment from you?"
No,
sounds like one of yours.
No, it was the person next to me.
Oh, I see. He not only is a great live performer, but a good guy and a good bandmate and a true professional. Mm-hmm. Tuesday night, Foos are on tour, and you know their opening band is Cage the Elephant,
right?
So Jared Champion, drummer for Cage the Elephant, his appendix bursts backstage.
Ooh, that seems bad.
That's very bad.
You have to get rushed into surgery
immediately.
Right?
So instead of canceling, Cage did its set with Dave on drums.
What?
As soon as he heard what happened, Dave volunteered to sit in. He said, I'll play drums for you guys.
Is that right?
So he played two shows that night. He played the entire set with Cage the Elephant, then played with his own band, Foo Fighters.
And Foos play like 2.5, 2:45.
Yeah, that was a solid chunk of work for Dave that night on Tuesday. What a solid guy he is.
And I get the impression he could sit down, and I think Travis Barker is like this to a certain extent, too. He could sit down and play with anybody and just pick it up and just follow along and just be, you know, like he's been playing with them his whole life. He's that good.
Yeah, he is that good. And he must know their set by now, too. They've been on the road for a little bit, so he's probably got some idea what's going on, right?
That's pretty cool.
It is very cool.
I thought you were going to say Taylor Hawkins did that, but Dave Grohl is like, I'll do it.
And from the sublime to the ridiculous, CBS announces they are developing a sitcom starring Limp Bizkit frontman Fred Durst.
Why don't you burn in hell?
In case you're just getting up and maybe you're thinking you're still dreaming or having some sort of hallucination, let me repeat that for you. It's a sitcom starring Fred Durst. Funny man Fred Durst.
No, your worst nightmare.
Getting his own sitcom on CBS.
That's baloney. It doesn't make sense.
In honor of the deal, CBS is flying a white flag over their headquarters tonight. We surrender, it says. They are giving up on television. Now they're just in the practical joke business, apparently.
That's going to be good.
Fred Durst sitcom. It is...
I can't wait. I got to be honest.
Tentatively titled Douchebag. Not by anyone connected to the project, just by those of us who have been talking about it. It centers around a rock legend looking for balance between his high-profile lifestyle and trying to raise a family.
No.
I can see a very special episode of Douchebag.
It gets better.
Honey, I have to go out on tour. I'm a rock legend. But Billy was caught smoking at school today.
What are you going to do to him?
Blah, blah, blah.
That's a terrible idea.
He's going to be torn. What does he do?
Yikes.
Today's celebrity birthday is Roger Moore. He was James Bond back in the day. 84 years old.
What's he done since Alias? That was the last thing I remember seeing him on, was he was a regular on Alias.
He does not act anymore, but he's an enormous philanthropist and works tirelessly with UNICEF. He is on the board of directors there and does a lot about feeding children in impoverished countries throughout the world. He's very busy with that
stuff. Not as important as being on TV?
No, it's not. 84 years old today. Ralph Lauren is 72 years old. Famous fashion designer, of course. Lori Petty, the actress, is 48. Jim Rome turns 47. Steve Coogan from Night at the Museum and other funny projects. He is 46 years old. Thomas Dolby, legendary singer, songwriter, producer, is 53. Natalie Maines of Dixie Chicks is 37, Usher's 33, and Stacey Keibler, George Clooney's current girlfriend, as well as being a personality in her own right, 32 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
What's up, party people? Welcome to a Friday. Ralph's got the movie beat coming up, and then Cousin Sal like takes a look at the NFL games this weekend. Look, it takes a lot to get me to put Oprah's channel on my TV. Let's be honest. They are not going for me. The OWN channel has a show that I love coming back this Sunday night, though, and I think I may have to make plans to watch it along with The Walking Dead on Sunday night. Lisa Ling is the host of Our America. The new episode that we're going to see on Sunday night is about amateur porn and what big business it is in the United States. We got Lisa on the line. Let's hear a clip from the show.
Sierra is talking to her fans tonight.
Are y'all having a great weekend?
With just a digital camera and a high-speed internet connection, she streams live video and interacts with people around the world.
For five gold, you'll get a Flash baby doll.
But Sierra will do more than just talk. She's creating amateur porn, all from the comfort of her own home.
Lisa, welcome back to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, my dear?
My favorite guys. Thanks for having me.
Why are you draining all of the hotness out of talking about amateur porn? Why are you? Do you sound so miserable? This is an awesome topic and an awesome idea for a show, but you sound so miserable.
You
What's up?
Do I? Because I found it absolutely fascinating. And that woman that you are all listening to, she happens to be 50 years old.
Oh, that's the same one that was out in the backyard?
Exactly. And
yeah.
She says that the people who buy private sessions with her are mostly between the ages of 19 and 25.
Not true.
It's true. And some of them ask if they can call her mommy. This is no lie.
Oh, wow.
When she told me that, I couldn't believe it until I actually watched the session live. Like, I watched people interacting with her. And I literally saw them ask her if they can I call you mommy?
Did you butt in? Did you stick your head in it? Go, hey, son, how about going back to school?
Did I butt in to throw up? Yes.
Now, so, I don't know if you can say this or not, Lisa, but this 50-year-old, here's another clip of her.
50-year-old Sierra is making amateur porn with her husband, Patrick, of 20 years.
That looks awesome.
Sounds like Beavis or Butthead. She's, and you probably can't say this because you're a journalist and all that, but she's ugly.
Oh, I think she's, I mean, for 50 years old, I think she's gorgeous.
Yeah, but for the world of porn.
But that's kind of what your story is about, is this is the antithesis of what we have thought of as professional porn that has dominated for decades. Right, Lisa?
Well, that's exactly right. Now, anybody from the comforts of their own home or office or hotel room can engage in amateur porn. And believe me, when you go to these sites, there is something for everyone, because people you would never imagine could possibly have a job in porn. Like, there's even a category called bears for hairy men.
Oh, so, wow.
Yeah, it's I've done stories about porn before, but I have never experienced anything quite like this. I mean, it was astounding. If you think about it, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there are people right now sitting in their rooms waiting to be engaged. And for a price, you can actually have one-on-one interactive sessions with people as long as you have a webcam and an internet connection.
And what's the website?
It's hard to miss on the internet. Now, I know that one of the beautiful things about your show on the OWN channel is that you get to kind of follow your interest. I mean, what was it about looking deeper into this world that appealed to you as a journalist?
Well, it's changed the face of porn. And again, it's allowed everyday people to really engage in a way that they've never been able to engage before. Now, in this episode, we also look at the consequences, because when you can have this array of choices served to you on a platter, it's inevitably probably going to make your relationship or your marriage pretty stale. And so I think the consequences can be pretty severe. It's like, it's just this whole virtual world of perversions and choice and so on, but there it's not reality.
I mean, you're
no
making it sound
data.
Negative. Hold on here.
All right. I know what you're saying. People, I mean, this has been a problem as long as there's been porn, people who have trouble blurring real life and fantasy. And I get what you're saying about the people who are using the sites. How about for the people who choose to do it? I'm sure there are millions of people out there who will watch your show on Sunday night, Lisa, and will think, oh, those are bad people, or I don't like those people, or they're wrong, or they shouldn't be allowed to, and all sorts of feelings like that. But what's the downside upside for them who choose this as a way to make money and also enjoy themselves sexually?
Well, the downside is that it can harm your family's reputation. And in the case of the couple we profiled, very attractive young couple, they perform on webcam 3 or 4 nights a week. So their sex life between the two of them has just completely deteriorated. And he, the boyfriend, has a really hard time, getting excited these days.
Sure. Oh, I see what you're saying, yeah.
Yeah, it has a negative impact for him, for sure.
Lisa, how did you find these people? Because I just picture you going on one of those sites and going, yes, my name is Lisa. No, I'm not interested in you stripping. I am doing a story, and I'd like to come visit you.
Well, it was not easy to get people to open their lives to us like this, because these people forever will be identified with this world. But
sure.
The people we interviewed, they actually don't want this world to be so secretive. And so they wanted to share their story so that hopefully people will not think of this world as being so taboo.
Did you find anybody, in our remaining moments with journalist Lisa Ling here on the Kevin and Bean Show, we're talking about the show that airs Sunday night on OWN. Did you find anybody who either was making a tremendous amount of money doing the amateur porn from their home, or who was going broke spending a tremendous amount of money on amateur porn?
Well, the couple we interviewed, they bring in over $3,000 a week.
What?
Like 3 or 4 days a week. But there's a caveat to that. The hosting website takes 75% of that. So they bring home about $1,000, but for a couple that lives in a tiny town in the South, like, that's a really good living.
That's as ugly as they are.
Well, they're not for everybody, it, Kevin, Lisa. But like Lisa said, different strokes for different folks.
Say
There's
it.
Always somebody out there looking for somebody different than you might find attractive.
So wait a minute. So if they make $1,000 a week, then hot people must really rake it in.
Wait, did you see the couple? They are really, really attractive.
I didn't see. The only one I saw was the 50-year-old couple.
Oh, no. There's
okay.
A young couple that we profiled. And
I got
they charge $8 a minute. And people stay on these sessions for a long time. Now,
wow.
Unfortunately, they have to fork over a ton of it to the hosting website. But they make a very good living. And this girl is, like, she's smoking.
Yeah. Huh. The show is called Our America with Lisa Ling. It is coming back for season number 2 on the OWN Network. This episode we're discussing on amateur porn airs at 9 o'clock. And then I guess look for repeats throughout the week. And then you've got a whole range of great topics up ahead for the season. Lisa, maybe we'll get a chance to talk to you again soon.
Yeah, and it's at 10 o'clock.
10 o'clock.
Oh, I'm sorry. We got 9. 10 o'clock. Yes, Sunday night. Thanks so much.
You.
Have a great weekend.
Thanks for watching, guys.
Thank you. Day at noon. Huh?
What?
What?
Can't hear you. Music's too loud.
What? You're not loud enough. Listen today at noon, 3 and 6 if you'd like to win those tickets to the Breakfast with Coldplay. It is the world-famous K-Rock at 8:24.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday. Ralph is here. It's time for the movie.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
What a mixed bag of movies this weekend.
Some good, some bad?
I think mostly all good as far as I can tell.
Fantastic.
But some odd genres, really something for everybody out there this weekend, including in limited release, a movie that I've been hearing a ton about. And I'm very interested to see, even though, now this will scare Kevin off, it is a foreign film.
Mm-hmm.
It is released in a language not native to your own tongue.
I don't even understand English.
I know, but you can read along.
I can't read.
The Skin I Live In, new film by Pedro Almodovar, who gave us such classics as Tie Me Up, Tie Me Down, and many other successful films. He is a great, great director, often works with Antonio Banderas, does again in this film, where Banderas plays a brilliant plastic surgeon who is a little unhinged, creates a type of synthetic skin that he thinks will be able to work wonders in plastic surgery for burn victims and also people in cosmetic surgery. But he's got a woman that he keeps trapped.
What?
And uses her as a guinea pig to test this skin on.
Now I'm interested.
It's kind of like a high-end human centipede.
Wow.
Okay. It is a psychological erotic thriller. It's entitled The Skin I Live In. I've been reading about it for months leading up to the release, and I'm really interested in checking it out. The actress who plays his hostage, Elena Anaya, by the way, is just stunning. She is she's pretty remarkable. And Banderas, I think, is a really good actor, especially when he works in his native language. So this is the film I'm looking forward to probably most this week. It's only limited release here in Los Angeles and New York for the time being. It will be released wider as the weeks go by, but I thought I'd give you the heads up. Here is a scene.
Now, keep in mind, it is in Spanish, or as Dave the King of Mexico would say, in Mexican.
It's in Mexican.
But here's a scene where Vera, the character played by Elena Anaya, is trying to seduce her captor, Antonio Banderas, Dr. Robert Lagarde.
Soy tuya. Estoy hecha a tu medida. Y acabas de decirme que te gusto.
He dicho eso.
Sé que me miras. Desde que me trajiste aquí, prácticamente vivimos en la misma habitación.
I don't know what they're saying, but I got a chubby. That's how powerful the performances are. I don't get it, but I got it. Know what I mean?
I think I know what you mean. Yeah, sure.
Also opening up this weekend, Footloose. Oh, they are going to cut loose. Footloose. Kick up your Sunday shoes. you know the story. You've seen the original, right?
Sure.
Guy moves to a small town where dancing is against the law. Is he going to stand for that?
He's not going to put up with that.
My guess is no. He's going to get loose, foot loose, and he is going to dance his ass off. And the preacher's daughter, the preacher's the one who doesn't want the dancing, mind you.
Right,
but
he's banned it.
But his daughter, she is an outlaw. She plays by her own rules.
Oh, no. What happens?
And she gets involved with Ren, played by newcomer Kenny Wormald here. And I'll tell you something. I think everybody learns an important lesson about life and love by the end of it. Dennis Quaid takes over for the John Lithgow role as the preacher in the film. Kevin Bacon, of course, starred in the original. Laurie Singer was his girlfriend, Julianne Hough. From Dancing with the Stars is the female lead in this. By all accounts, this is almost a shot-for-shot remake of the original. I mean, down to the,
so it's no
the
different
scenes and the dance sequences, and even the soundtrack is re-recorded versions of the original soundtrack.
What?
It is a faithful recreation of the first film.
Why do that?
I do not know.
All right.
I guess it's a new Footloose for a new generation. So I think there's some familiar elements to the film that people will respond to. At least I know I did when I heard the clip from Footloose.
How dare you? I don't think this was necessary.
Yeah.
95, PGC, I still love that song. From Nisi. Almost sprained myself right down there in the ankle every time I hear it. You might say it almost made my foot loose.
Not happening. See, okay. The same comedy from the original is also represented in the new version.
How dare you!
That's being when he was younger.
Yeah, and badder. Hard to believe.
That's debatable.
Yeah. You want to hear the real clip from Footloose now?
Sure.
Here's where Ren, only in the movies, by the way, as a guy named Ren, learns the law of the land, the new town he moved into.
What's the deal with the preacher's daughter? Huh? Is she worth all that attitude?
Man, back in the day, she used to be good at two shoes, and now she's front like she's some head raised. Been wearing her jeans all tight and everything.
Man, you could put a quarter in that girl's back pocket and tell it's head or tails. You're trying to knock boots with her, aren't you?
Nah, I'm just curious. I ain't trying to take her ballroom dancing.
Well, that'd be pretty hard, being that that's against the law.
Public dancing is against the law if you're under 18 in Beaumont.
Are you kidding me? Dancing is against the law?
Yeah, man, look, we got laws up the poop shoot around here.
Yeah, that's against the law, too, by the way, the poop shoot.
That's it.
Another one of the laws you can't get to.
That doesn't sound good at all.
Yet, the early reviews are, it's a very entertaining film.
It's great.
I know.
Not great, but it's getting good.
It's getting really good,
getting
positive
good reviews. Positive reviews. The big year is the comedy for the weekend. What a cast. Jack Black, Steve Martin, Owen Wilson. A premise you wouldn't think necessarily lends itself to comedy. They play three bird watchers competing in a rare birds competition. It's a prestigious annual event, and the three of them are competing for title winner of Best Bird Watcher for the year. The big year.
Okay.
Here's Steve Martin giving his partner Jack Black a little...
Act like him. One of us has to beat this SOB.
Yeah.
Yeah!
Yeah! Let's go bird watch!
They're hunting down Osama bin Laden in that clip? What are they doing?
No, they're bird watching.
I see.
They're going to bird watch.
How does that movie have this cast?
Apparently, it's very funny. Look, sometimes the simplest premises are the fertile planting ground for the seeds of comedy, my friends.
I don't even understand what you're saying.
I know you don't. And lastly, The Thing opens this weekend. Come on now with The Thing.
That's what I'm talking about.
Antarctica Research Site, a group of scientists discover an alien creature, which, nothing, just kills people and then assumes they're bodies, just physically replicates them, and then you're standing in a room with what you think is your buddy. Turns out it's the thing. It's an alien creature that's looking to kill you next.
I just want to tell everyone in this room, I would kill you first. I would just take you right out if you could be the thing. You're going. No, I know I'm not the thing.
Not even for like
I'm taking you right out.
It wouldn't even give you a little pause, a little moral question there whether to kill your friends.
Is one of you the thing?
Yeah.
No.
Well, but you don't know which one.
No, I'm killing you all.
Well, remind me never to go to an Antarctica medical site with you.
Okay.
Make a note to self. Do not travel to Antarctica with Kevin.
I'm not taking that chance.
Here's a scene where Mary Elizabeth Winstead, who plays Kate in the film, is telling the fellow scientists about her discovery of the thing.
This thing can and probably has replicated a person.
That's what? Okay, Kate.
There's more.
What are those?
I think they're fillings from someone's teeth. I found them by a puddle of blood in the shower. When I went back to check it, someone had cleaned up the blood. Someone had wiped it away. Whatever it is, it is still here.
The thing is neat! The thing is very tiny.
It cleans up after itself.
It's a clean thing. It's a thing that's not like messes. It's deadly, but it's also tiny.
All right, so I have a different idea. I just make a mess in the kitchen, and whoever cleans
it
up.
Great to see you pulls out the paper towels.
You're getting killed.
Next thing you know, you got your thing. Check that out this weekend as well. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
All new Showbiz Beat with Ralph Garman coming up in minutes on The Kevin Bean Show. Then actor John Huertas joins us from Castle next hour. Hey, it's Friday. Cousin Sal is on talking football right now. Sal, how are you, my friend?
What's news, fellas?
Well, I want you to tell me, because we don't have a sports guy, so we don't get to cover a lot of stuff that we're interested in. Before we talk about the picks for this weekend, how did this ridiculous rumor get started and catch fire about LeBron James maybe wanting to play professional football since there's no basketball season?
I don't know what's going on, really. It's he really just tries to do too much. I guess he did meet with somebody, they're saying.
What?
He talked to his agent about it, and then the Colts named the Indianapolis Colts, who they could really try anything at this point, but I don't see it. I would love for him to be on the Colts and hear about all the white offensive linemen sleeping with his mother. But I don't think it's going to happen. You touch a guy on the elbow and it's a foul, and now he's going to play football?
Yeah.
Come on.
Right. My coach, Pete Carroll of the Seahawks, was tweeting out, hey, come on, LeBron, we're ready for you, we want you. And the sports talk guys here were seriously debating what his skills would be like and how they would translate to the football field. I thought, they just got nothing else to talk about. This is insane, right?
It can't happen. I would love to see it. I'd love to see him on his ass every play, but no, I don't think it's going to happen.
All right, last week you went 1-1-1. Your biggest disappointment had to be the New York Giants, who could not have played worse against Seattle.
Absolutely, and I feel like I owe being an apology here. I just that game just killed me. It literally might kill me because I'm getting death wishes, I guess would be, about them. People, because I gave them out, I said, listen, the Giants, if you're in a suicide pool, which means you pick just one winner every week, just take the Giants and don't watch the game. Free, go do something else. And they people saying, I hope you die. And very specific, too. I hope you die on your drive to work on the 405. Like, I'm taking, like, side roads. It's terrible. And Charlie Whitehurst, who is like a 70s porn star, if you see him walk onto the field, he came in a tied game in the second half, and he put it together, and they won. Congratulations. I don't know what to say.
Hey, it's nice to see a white quarterback get a shot in this league once in a while, by the way.
I knew that.
It's a little bit of a light week. We finally start the byes. No Cardinals, Broncos, Chiefs, Chargers, Seahawks, and Titans. They're all out. But what games do you like that are going to be played this weekend?
Well, there are six teams off. I think this is a settle-down week in the NFL. I think the teams who are overachieving, they get slapped back down a few notches. The disappointing teams step it up a little. The Eagles and the Redskins, I'm calling this the enough is enough bowl. I mean, the Eagles, it's going to be almost impossible for them to get back in the playoff picture if they blow this one. They'd be 1-5. That wouldn't cut it. And they're only given a point and a half. I like betting on the Eagles to prolong their season for almost even odds. Vic loves playing this team. He beat them 59-28. He beat the Skins in Washington last year. Yeah, they turn it over on offense, but their defense has been the problem, and I think they get a break here against an overrated Redskins squad. The dream team wakes up and wallops the Skins 30-13.
Here's what I like. Cousin Sal, not afraid to keep picking the Eagles every week. I love that. He gets his nose blooded, and he goes, don't care, Eagles.
No, but listen, I had the Bills over them last week, which leads me into my second game. I've been following this Bills team pretty well. I liked them against the Patriots 3 weeks ago. I thought they let down against the Cincinnati Bengals 2 weeks ago. Then I picked them last week to upset the Eagles, and that happened. This week, the zigzags, the Bills will be entering a hostile environment in the Giants. Ryan Fitzpatrick's good, but he's no Charlie Whitehurst. You know that. The Giants get some guys back on offensive line. The Bills let down again. 24-16. Take the Giants, giving it 3 points.
I was reading Cousin Sal's blog on Grantland.com today. Our friend Bill Simmons does that great blog, and you were talking about an amazing statistic for the Patriots. They've scored 30 points or more in the last 13 regular season games. Is that right, Sal?
It doesn't really make sense. Yeah, they've scored 30 points or more in 13 straight games. And their over-under, like, they have individual over-unders for team points, is 31 this week. So I actually think they hit the over again. I'm not going to bet against that prop for sure. But this is my sole exception to the settle-down week. Cowboys-Patriots. Dallas had 2 weeks to prepare for this one after that miserable, miserable loss to the Lions. Here's a prediction. Can you guys keep a secret?
Yes.
Well, we are on the radio, but we'll try.
Let's do our best here. DeMarcus Ware and the Cowboys pass rush will be too overwhelming. They will knock Tom Brady out of this game.
Whoa! What?
Yes, maybe for the whole game. It might just be for a few plays while they're on defense anyway, but it will happen. And the Cowboys get out to a sizable lead. The Pats fight back. The Cowboys will probably squander that lead. Tony Romo will blow it at the end. No, he won't. Seven is too many points. 38-35, final score. Screw it, I'm going. Cowboys with the upset.
You are out of your mind.
I'm telling you. Yeah,
and you're also a Cowboys fan. Are you betting a little bit with your heart, Sal, which is, of course, the most dangerous thing a bettor can do?
No, I'm betting with my ulcer, but I think it's going to happen. I'm telling you, Patriots have three new starters on offensive line. It's going to happen. 38-35.
All right. Always excited. You can follow Sal at TheCousinSal on Twitter. Check out his blog at Grantland.com or see it all at JimmyKimmelLive.net. Have a great weekend, man. We'll talk to you next time.
You too, fellas.
So for Castle fans, John Huerta's coming in here in a couple of minutes. Big, big deal, right, Ralph?
Yes.
Is he dreamy? Is that the deal? The ladies love him?
The ladies do love him. Ladies love John. He's always had that effect on them. Well, on Schmo 2, the show we did together, he played TJ the Playa, where he was the one with all the moves who got all the ladies. And it was very
well, I can't wait to meet him. Can't wait to discuss all that coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, Ralph joins us for the Showbiz Beat on a Friday. What's going on?
Breaking news. I thought everyone would like to know. Hollywood is dead.
What?
Show business is dead.
Okay.
They have just, I just heard the death rattle this morning, heard the last gasp, and now it is officially dead. If you don't believe me, I submit for you evidence number one.
Yes. Hollywood is dead. Evidence number one.
Thank you, Ed McMahon. Toy Story writers Alex Sokolow and Joel Cohen have revealed they're currently in talks to write a film based on... Anyone? Anyone?
Something old.
In the room, guessing anyone. No, not something new, old at all, Kevin.
Something new. Okay.
Yeah. Farmville.
No!
Farmville. Farmville the movie. Farmville the movie.
It's not my fault.
It is your fault, first of all.
Dave the King of Mexico is jumping with joy in the other room, with glee.
It was really bizarre when we were talking in the other day about still playing Farmville. We were like, you're not tired of harvesting your crops? And I mean, that still keeps your attention?
Farmville the movie.
I love it.
Yeah, working on the movie. Working on the Farmville movie is what they're working on. Farmville the movie.
Is it going to have something to do with the game of Farmville, or is it just going to be a story about a bunch of farmers and their cows and their crops?
No word yet, Bean, on the exact details of Farmville the movie. The only detail we have is it's a bad idea.
We got to get Dave in to play some sort of a Mexican ranch hand, right? He's got to be in this movie.
Oh, you're going to make him a fruit picker? You're going to make him a migrant field worker?
Sure. Why not? Very believable.
That's bullshit.
Why don't we put you in some overalls and have you pulling hay out of the barn while we're at it, Bean?
I'd be fine. I'd be fine to be in Farmville the movie. It's going to be bad anyway. I can't ruin it.
The writer pair says, we can't say too much on that front yet, but old McDonald didn't have a factory, if you get our drift. See, if it's that kind of wit,
wait,
they put in the script.
Wait, hold on. They didn't say that.
They did say that, yeah. All right, that was Exhibit 1, that Hollywood is dead. Would you like further proof, Your Honor?
Yes.
I don't know.
CBS announced today that they are developing a situation comedy starring Limp Bizkit frontman Fred Durst.
One could say that, but should one?
Fred Durst, starring in his own half-hour sitcom on CBS. Funny man Fred Durst is going to be getting his own TV show. Any more proof that Hollywood is dead?
That you got hurts. More?
The untitled comedy is referred to as douchebag by insiders. Not because that's the name of the project, just because they know Fred Durst is attached. He apparently will play a rock legend looking to balance his high-profile lifestyle with trying to raise a family.
No, 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 no!
Nope, he's very upset.
He's very upset. The Fred Durst sitcom.
Oh! F*** you!
Hollywood?
Dead. I'm with you. Dead.
Dead.
R.I.P.
Dead. Hollywood? Dead. Kim Kardashian's.
Oh, here we go.
One of the murderers of Hollywood, by the way, I think. She's got her fingerprints on the knife.
Sure.
Turns out we're finding out details about the prenup she signed with Chris Humphries, her now husband. You know something? The rich women who get married to poorer men never have heard of a case where they don't have a prenup.
Never skip it.
No, they're always locked up. It's always... And women are supposed to be much more romantic than us, right? They're supposed to be the ones who are, like, all emotional, and we're very analytical, and we think, you know, with the big head and stuff. But it seems like all the rich dudes who marry chicks, no prenup, just lose tons of money. Rich women who marry less rich guys, ironclad, locked up prenup.
Yeah. They're smart.
He makes around $3.2 million a year, by the way. Which, for a guy who just comes off the bench for the Nets, wow. I'm shocked he's pulling in that.
That's why there's no season, is because of those guys who are making too much money.
Kim's worth is about 10 times that amount.
Wow.
Yeah. She's worth over $30 million. When asked directly whether she had a prenup or not, Kim said, "I don't really talk finances. My father was an attorney, and I'm a smart girl. You can do the math."
Wow. Hmm. How do you figure out what you mean?
I don't know. She's very secretive there.
Hmm.
So. Miranda Kerr is in the news.
Yes.
Oh. Victoria's Secret supermodel is making her return to the runway for the first time since she had a baby a year ago. She has chosen to model a $2.5 million bra for the big Victoria's Secret fashion show next month. This bra is something else. First of all, it holds those.
Yeah.
Right.
Which makes it already special.
Sure.
But here's what makes it $2.5 million. It is decorated with 3,400 different gems. 142 carats of white and yellow diamonds. 18 carat white and yellow gold. Citrines, aquamarines, pearls.
Those pearls went on there before I got there.
I don't know what that means.
I don't know either.
Available at Sears?
Would you like a pearl necklace?
I think we got it the first time.
No, I'm just saying.
If you could give me a pearl necklace tonight, I really need one.
And that's from Joe Schmo, too, that John Huertas was in, who's coming on next.
It's coming back full circle.
Wait a minute, I got a heartbeat. Hollywood's back. It's starting to breathe.
Really?
Joe Schmo 3 is what's going to save Hollywood?
That's what's going to save it. Joe Schmo 3. All-Stars edition. Today's celebrity birthday.
Hey, people would watch it now if you could get Huertas back and Kristen Wiig.
If I get Kristen Wiig, Huertas, if they recast the host, they might have a shot.
There you go.
Might have a shot. Today's celebrity birthday is Roger Moore, James Bond, 007, at one time. Now he's 0084. No one's really interested in him. He's 84 years old today. Ralph Lauren, the designer, 72. Thomas Dolby, science! He is 53 years old today. Laurie Petty's 48. Jim Rome, of talk show host fame, is 47 years old. Steve Coogan, what a funny guy Steve Coogan is. He was in the Ninth Museum. He was in The Other Guys. Funny guy. He had a TV series called Alan Partridge. I'm Alan Partridge, a British TV comedy.
Yeah, in England.
And he played a morning radio show host. Very, very funny. Especially if you like morning radio. 46 years old today. Natalie Maines of Dixie Chicks is 37 years old. Usher turns 33. And Stacey Keibler. That's a little bit of all right right there. George Clooney's girlfriend and a personality in her own right. She is 32. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Very rare that somebody works with Ralph Garman in a professional capacity and then still keeps in touch with him after the fact.
How dare you, sir?
And by very rare, you mean this is the only one.
I can't believe John Huertas, who you guys did a show together, what, 6 or 7 years ago called Joe Schmo. I can't believe you guys are still friends. And Mr. Huertas is now on Castle and joins us here in the studio on the Celebrity Show right now. Hey, John, how are you?
Welcome, good, sir. How are you? We got his microphone up there?
Nope.
Yep. There we go.
Sure,
so much better.
This thing on?
Yeah, it is.
Ralph has told us many times, and we've had other people from that show who have been on who have said, for whatever reason, it connected with people, they still have guys on the street talk to them about Joe Schmo. How about for you? Has that been your experience as well?
It has. I've been in Vegas, and people have stopped me in casinos, like Joe Schmo. You know, I'm on Castle. I did this show, Generation Kill, like things I'm really proud of, and then and I'm proud of
Wait,
Joe Schmo.
Hold on. So they bring up something you're not proud of?
Well, it's just, it wasn't as visible as these other shows. Yeah, when they stopped me for Joe Schmo, it's like, wow, it's amazing. And Joe Schmo was one of my favorite experiences. I mean, we got to improv and make someone believe that your character was real, like in person, where usually we're doing it, you know, with the magic of television and film and stuff. But this was like, you know, this guy had to believe who we and Ralph.
But that host was a douchebag, right?
How dare you, sir?
That guy was the worst, right?
It was his character.
Yes. Then why is he still that character? That show's been off a long time.
See, John? No love, man. No love.
Man, you have no respect.
No respect, sir. No.
Now, a show like Castle, I mean, that's dream television because it's a great show. It's a huge hit. It's critically acclaimed. The people that you work on are beautiful and super nice. I mean, what's better than working on Castle if you're in television, right?
Oh, Castle's, it definitely is a dream job. It's one of those shows that I think is a one in a million type of show. We all have a great chemistry as a cast, as a crew. It's a collaborative experience. Everything about my character, you know, the writers, talk to me about it. I talk to them about it, and it's the most collaborative show that I've ever been involved with, except for Joe Schmo.
It is kind of rare for a show like Castle that has two leads. But the supporting characters are incorporated into the storylines. You're given a lot of stuff to do. You're given your own love interest and things that move on with the show. It is kind of rare to have supporting characters fleshed out that well, I think, on network television.
Yeah, it's definitely, I have to credit Andrew Marlowe and the rest of the team for writing team for doing that. And I think it's something that we discovered in the first season, the chemistry between Seamus Dever and myself, on a personal note, is what translates to the screen. He's so different than me. We're like the odd couple, I think. And, I think the writers just would watch us talk off camera and then change the names.
So they basically copied. So it's copyright is what you're saying.
Yeah, basically.
They stole from you.
Plagiarism. That's right. It's
ABC,
not copyright. It's plagiarism.
ABC has been great to Castle in the sense that initially it wasn't a big hit, right? I mean, you guys did well, but the numbers weren't huge. Yet ABC seemed to believe enough in the show that they really kind of got behind it.
Yeah, I think the first season we were definitely on the bubble of getting picked up. But I think that the executives at ABC saw that we had the potential to really draw an audience in over time. And they gave us a chance.
Would you say that it's your performance that pushed it over the positive side?
I've single-handedly saved the show.
That's what I thought.
For three seasons.
All right, good.
For three seasons. It's not even on the bubble anymore, and you're still saving.
Every week, he still has to step in. He's got to prop up that Philly, and that's the problem. That guy's bringing the whole thing down.
Dead weight, that guy.
And what about Stana Katic, by the way? We've had her on the show a couple of times, and we are still in awe of, you know, spending a few minutes with her. I can't imagine showing up for work every day, and there she is.
She's gorgeous. I actually know how to pronounce her name correctly. Stana Katic. She'll probably kill me for saying that.
We've been all wrong.
But I always heard it was Katic, like static.
Well, she's, you know, her family is from the Dalmatian coast, which is
that's not a place.
Croatia. Yeah, it's like Croatia.
To make their spotted dogs.
And so, exactly. Yeah. That's where the spotted dogs.
That's where they make
from,
them. Yeah,
obviously. And so, you know, I met somebody from there, and they were like, "Oh, that girl on your show, her name is Stana Katic," and I'm like, "What?
Stana Katic?
I don't know who you're talking about." And I went back to her and I said, hey, Katic. And her eyes were gigantic. She was like,
is that a good
thing? How did you know?
Oh, wow. Because we had her in, didn't we? And we said it wrong the whole time.
Katic, I think, is the Americanized version of it.
Yeah, Katic is the Americanized version.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're much smoother.
But now, every time you say her name, you're going to impress her when she's
listening. I won't remember. But
but she is beautiful and just could not be more down to earth and sort of nice and one of the guys too. It seems like
she's down to earth. She's super nice. I would never call Stana one of the guys.
No, obviously, you know, looking at her.
No,
but
she definitely fits in well. As far as, you know, we're hanging out, she can you know, just hang with the best of us. And anything we say, she has something in return.
But even on the show, as Beckett, she really, there's a lot of women who play cops on television and you go, no, there's no way in hell she would actually ever be able to pull that off. But
Kate Beckett, you know, seems like she's a woman who could actually handle herself in those situations.
Yeah, I mean, I think, and Stana's that way too. She, she tries everything. I mean, she archery.
Bell.
She brought a bow to the set, which was scary.
She brought a bow to the set.
Bow.
She's a competitive archer.
A quiver and some arrows.
Well, I don't want that.
No.
Remember when Doc used to bring a gun? We didn't like that.
Well, it's different. He's insane.
Don't clean your gun here. There's people working. These walls are thin. All right.
Actor John Huertas is here. We have to take a break. The show, by the way, cast that we're talking about, as if you don't know, airs Monday nights at 10 on ABC, which is why it's great that we're having you in today. And when we return, we got a lot of stuff we need to cover with you, including the John Huertas sex tape, which is a real thing. Don't tell me it's not. We also need to talk about your fascinating background. When Ralph told us some of the stuff that you've been through in the war zone, it kind of blew our minds. Kind of impressed us, to be honest.
You told him about Tijuana?
He didn't mention Tijuana, actually.
We're going to need to get to that as well.
Actor John Huertas in studio with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show today. Of course, you know him from the show Castle. He is an NYPD homicide detective. By the way, Ralph, does he work out of the same precinct as your NYPD Blue police officer?
No, different precinct, yeah. Okay. But I think maybe Officer Gruden, my character from NYPD Blue, could make a guest appearance. That's all I'm saying.
I'm going to pitch that.
Get a transfer to...
You don't have to pitch that. Don't worry about it.
...to Esposito's precinct. Hey, you know what? Don't take food off my table, Kevin. How about that?
Why doesn't he pitch Bobby?
Because Bobby's not a cop. That's why.
John, tell me how it happened. Were you acting and then joined the military, or did you not get interested in acting until you got back from being in the service?
I was acting in like theater and stuff like that before I went in the military, and had a dream of being in television and film. And you know, I didn't have any means of going to college like, you know, the rich kids did. I didn't have any money. I didn't make the grades to get like a full scholarship. So I went into the military so that they would pay for 75% of my college. If you're active duty, they pay for 75% back then. So I went in the military. It was during the Cold War, so there was nothing going on. And I figured I had, you know, 3 years of college to get. I'll be done in 4 years easy. And then it took me 8 years. So I ended up being in the military for 8 years. But I studied theater while I was in the military, like, you know, in college.
This is Don't Ask, Don't Tell times, right?
Yeah, Don't Ask, Don't Tell.
Don't tell them you're studying theater? Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying.
Wow. Did you graduate? Did you end up getting a degree?
Yeah, I got a degree in theater. I graduated, and 6 months later, I was out of the service and came to L.A. with a dog and a 24-foot moving truck.
You're in New York, right? Is that where you came out of?
No, I actually moved here from Louisiana.
That's
the last place I was stationed, yeah. Oh. Yeah, Shreveport.
Is that a big problem for the military to have people join to get the free education and then leave? I mean, it seems like it's got to be pretty expensive for the government to pay for college and then say goodbye after such a short time.
I don't think so, because a lot of people, it's pretty high turnover. I mean, you know, there are a lot of kids out there. So, you know, one guy stays in for 4 years, 6 years, 8 years, and then, you know, there are four kids coming in to replace him.
They got eight years out of you. That's pretty good.
Yeah, Bean, what do you want him to give it 2 decades of his life, for God's sakes? He's got to move on. 8 years. How long did you serve our country?
My dad was lifetime, you know, military service. So that's why, you know, it's weird to think about anyone getting
sucker.
Out. But where'd you go? What hot spots around the world did you get to enjoy, John?
I got to travel pretty much all over. It's called going TDY. But, you know, some of the more, you know, exotic places or dangerous places were the Middle East. I went to the Middle East. I went to Panama and Central America for some stuff.
Did you do Iraq and or Afghanistan?
Stuff he can't tell you about.
Wait a second. Stuff!
You can't tell you about it.
Technical jargon that we wouldn't understand for some stuff?
For some stuff.
You don't have a clearance, Kevin.
How much stuff do you have that you can't tell us?
I mean, everything that you do in the you know, if you're in some sort of combat operation, really, you're not supposed to really talk about it.
Especially
the stuff in Central America, but you know, the Middle East, you know, in support of you know, Operation Desert Storm, you know, I was there, and you guys know all about that.
The
press was all over that, unfortunately.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To our surprise.
You know, it's funny. We were doing Schmo, there was a rule amongst the cast that no one was allowed to know anything about anybody else. When you started the show, the characters, because everyone was supposed to be these characters, and I didn't even know John's name until after we stopped shooting, because they want you to learn everybody's name of the character so you don't slip up when you're all working together in front of the marks. You don't want to give anything up, right?
And you learn about your cat, you know, the other cast.
So we all knew each other at the time as the characters. And so after we were all said and done, Rhett and Paul, the guys who created Schmo, I was doing some stuff with them afterwards and doing some voiceovers and stuff. And they said, you know, John Huertas, he's a vet. He served, you know. And I said,
that guy? He's a goofball.
There's no way he ever could be in the military. They would throw his ass out in 6 months. I don't see him putting up with any sort of authority whatsoever. But apparently, John was able to make it work. He was quite successful.
He was acting. All right, so veteran, big-time TV star, dreamy Aladdin heartthrob, and now that's not enough for you. Now you're coming out with your own album in a couple of months here. What's up with that?
You know what? I did musical theater. So, you know, singing and acting have always gone hand in hand. And for some reason, they won't let me sing on the show.
Yeah, what's that about?
Singing no detective, singing I thought would be interesting. So I decided I'm going to just do it myself. And now with technology, you can build your own studio and record your own music. And as an experiment, I went with a guy to meet the songwriter at a studio. We were driving down there, and he played me a track. And I just started vibing on it based on one of my favorite musicals, Grease. I kind of took inspiration from Grease and came up with the song. We got to the studio, me and the songwriter sat down, recorded it in 4 hours, and that's what we hear now in this song.
Okay.
Sex the World.
Well, we got a clip of it. None of us have heard this. This is going to be we're going to have to be pretty good actors if this sucks, because we're going to tell you it's good either way, but it's called Sex is the Word. And this is from actor John Huertas from Castle. Let's hear some of it.
Sex is the word, it's the word that you heard. It's got groove, it's got meaning. This is the time, it's the place, it's the motion. Your sex is the thing I've been feeling.
Yeah. Wow, you really hit those Grease influences, man. I can barely tell.
What's that in your pants, Ralph?
Is that
yeah.
Is that you going, sex?
That is me going, sex.
Oh, man, that's what you put on with your lady when the lights are low. You know what I'm saying?
Sure. Yeah.
If you don't want any.
What? How dare you, sir?
And the album will be called Sex Tape? That's what you're going with?
Yeah, John Huertas Sex Tape.
You know, fantastic. It's pretty clever. The reason I had heard that, I saw the video. By the way, the girl in the video, who is she? Who's that girl in the
video? That's Alexis Cotta. She's a friend of mine, and her and her boyfriend are friends of mine. She's a very talented dancer, singer, actress, and so, you know, I didn't have any money, so I couldn't pay anybody else. So she agreed to do it for me.
But I see on the internet, I see John Huertas sex tape.
Yeah, of course. Right. You go, whoa.
And I said, John, it got busted. There's a sex tape got released. So immediately I go look for it. And that was the name of the video that John shot for the song. So you see what he did there.
Well, it was my ploy. You're a smart guy. I had a ploy. I was like, I'm gonna instead of letting, you know, blogs and people like, you know, like TMZ and stuff, you know, gain something out of my, you know, misfortune.
You made a sex tape.
I made a sex tape, and I wanted to use them, so hopefully they would grab onto it and say, oh, John's got a sex tape. And I shot a fake part of the sex tape and ended up, you know, pulling the wool over their eyes.
Yeah, beginning of the music video looks like raw footage from a sex awesome. Type. It leads awesome. Right up to what you think is the act, and then the song kicks in, which
really
was pretty
smart.
Genius. Pretty genius.
Thank you, Ralph.
All right, well, we're out of time, John.
No.
I'm glad we got a chance to
know
him, man.
He's saying no.
Look, if he says no, you're
he's
going to
call it an airstrike if we don't do what he says.
Yeah. Castle airs Monday nights at 10 on ABC, and just do the internet search for John Huertas sex tape if you want to get more of that music and hear about what's coming up next for John. Thanks a lot for coming in, dude. Good to meet you.
Thanks, guys.
Rob is here with a final look at the Showbiz Beat on the Kevin and Bean Show. What's going on?
You know, I've been following all week the dribs and drabs of information we're getting about the cast of the next Celebrity Apprentice with Donald Trump on NBC. Now, none of this is official, but we have been hearing certain names being leaked to us, and may I say, up to this point, it's been pretty lackluster.
I agree. Although Donald Trump will say it's the greatest cast ever assembled in the history of reality
television.
Greatest
show
right?
ever assembled, ever to have Debbie Gibson on as a contestant on NBC on Sundays around 9.
That's what he'll give us. He'll feed us that typical line. But Debbie Gibson has been talked about as one of the next members of the cast. Clay Aiken. See, these are names that were not filling me with anticipation.
Yeah. I agree.
Cheryl
he's
Teagues.
He's like a little girl, by the way.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's gonna leave early. Cheryl Teagues, who, by the way, back in the day,
she's all right.
Yeah.
She was hot. And she's still a very attractive lady, but she's out of her supermodel prime.
Sure.
Marco Andretti of the Racing Andretti family. They always seem to throw some sort of sports figure of note in there just to pull in a new crowd, right? Teresa Giudice. From Real Housewives of New Jersey. These were the names we talked about earlier in the week. Nothing really grabbed my attention.
You said that last one, the housewife, is a troublemaker.
She's a mixer, yeah. She's a villain. She will absolutely cause some trouble.
She's the meanie of this season.
Now we got some new names today, I'm getting. Arsenio Hall was added to the list of potential castmates.
Ralph, I don't remember. Maybe you can tell me. Do the
People love him?
I'm trying to remember. Let me think.
I remember hearing something about it once.
All right. Hey, great to see you again. Welcome back, man.
It's a pleasure, man. Y'all keep rocking, okay?
Thank you.
I'll see you all, folks. The people love him.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Turns out the people do love him. Yeah. All right. Just check the tape, and they do love him.
Ooh. Arsenio Hall is here. Looking good.
I hope they use that as his intro in Celebrity Apprentice every time he enters into a scene.
That was Bean trying to be in the dog pound, by the way.
Yeah.
Which I,
the fans of City Hall used to be in a group section of the audience called the dog pound, and they would go,
that's what I was doing.
No, exactly. No. That's why I had to explain it to the people listening.
Let's move. Let's give Ralph time to get it together.
Let's hear it again, what you did.
The other people, because I've already moved on.
Let's hear it again.
Ooh. Arsenio Hall is here.
Big difference.
Looking good.
Big difference between
that's identical.
Today, I'm very proud of myself.
Take it easy.
Dee Snider, Twisted Sister. We got that.
Okay.
And then the name that was added that really caught my eye, George Takei.
Man Cannon.
Fire. Oh, my.
Man Cannon.
And then another name that was added today.
Yes.
That I haven't told you about yet.
Yes.
With that, now I'm solidly in.
Okay.
What if I were to throw out the name Adam Carolla?
No.
Really?
Freaking way.
That's awesome.
How about if he were thrown into the mix? And you know he will not get along with anyone and thinks everyone is lazy and stupid.
Yeah, here's my theory on all of you.
Yeah, here's my take on this housewife in New Jersey.
Oh, that would be so good.
Get it on.
Is that confirmed?
So Sulu says to me.
None of this is confirmed.
I didn't know if you.
He is not confirmed.
Right.
It's the best of my knowledge.
He's probably not allowed to say.
I have not had a chance to
point.
Reach out for him and attempt to corner him into giving me an answer one way or the other.
That would make me watch.
But speculation today is that he also is in talks to become a cast member.
Oh my!
Sulu and Ace Carolla.
I love it so much.
Match made in heaven.
Here's what's wrong with you, Donald Trump.
Yeah. the Donald.
That just makes me happy. Just thinking about
me
it.
Too.
Did he? Yes, he did. He did something very nice this week for the Boys and Girls Club in Harlem. Apparently, the nonprofit was going to go under.
Okay.
They've got a club there in Harlem. And Boys and Girls Club, by the way, if you don't know, is a great organization. They've been around for many years. And they basically provide a place primarily for after school on the weekends where kids can go and engage in sports and activities and stuff to try to keep them out of trouble and try to teach them some things while a lot of other institutions, including family and schools and stuff like that, let them down, right? So they pick up the slack.
Sure.
They were about to go under. And Diddy stepped up and gave them $60,000 to keep the doors open.
Wow.
He grew up in that area, and he said he didn't want to see kids from his old neighborhood lose out. So that money will help pay for basketball games and math and reading tutors and gym classes for over 3,000 kids in the neighborhood, and that's all due to a check that he wrote.
Mm-hmm. Who could do this?
Only Diddy.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Just saying, 60 grand, though.
Yeah, dropping the bucket, right?
He's Diddy. Yeah. You know? If he does that kind of good for 60 grand, imagine what he could have done for, like, you know, 100 grand. I'm just saying. It's nice that he did that, but, you know, it rounded up to, you know, 100K.
So it's never enough for you, basically.
I'm just saying, if he got that kind of coin to spread around, and he does, it wouldn't have killed him to give him a little bit more than they needed.
What would he need him for?
Extra something, you know?
You're a cold brother.
Just saying.
Gold plated. 24 karat gold, baby.
I know. He's got that on.
He does.
That's true. Maybe he could give 100 grand to the Boys and Girls Club. Look, I haven't given any
money
to Boys
Club.
No,
okay.
I'm just saying. But I don't have Diddy money either.
Right.
If I had Diddy money, I would give them 100 grand.
Did you give roughly the same percentage of your money that he did?
Listen, I've got my charities. I do what I can where I can. I'm not saying
you want some Yahoo DJ calling you out and telling you you should give more?
I'm just saying, if I was stinking rich and I was going to write the check anyway, right. If I'm writing a check for 60...
Round it up.
Round it up is what I'm saying.
That's a big round.
Round it up.
Round it up to a million.
Is it round it up?
That's all I'm saying.
Is there a number at which you would have been satisfied? Or is there no number that you would not have said he should give more?
I've said 100K several
times.
All right,
if he said 100, you would not say, why not two? If you're writing a check for one, how much harder is it to make it for two?
I would not say that, sir. I would not say that. I would say my charity hunger has been sated regarding the Boys and Girls Club of Harlem. That's what I would say.
It is hard out here for a pip. Man.
He is just known for his conspicuous consumption. He spends a lot of money on a lot of things that may not even be as productive as helping out children in Harlem.
Right, but in this case,
he did a good thing.
Finally did a good thing.
I gave him the props for doing the good thing.
Okay.
All right.
Kind of backhanded compliment.
I'm just saying he's never bought a car for 60 grand, okay? He never.
Right.
So maybe... You know, 100K.
People like to be worse. Think about it. It could be worse.
40 more K, really. Who's it going to hurt? Not him. Not Diddy. All right. And this is sad, sad news. I was so looking forward to Piranha 3 Double D being released on November the 23rd.
You're not going to...
Mere weeks away.
You're not going to ruin that hope, are you?
Sorry, sir, but it has been moved now to mid-2012.
Aww.
We will not see the sequel to Piranha 3D until the middle of next year.
That's
so looking to Katrina Bowden from 30 Rock being eaten by Piranha.
Yeah.
Ving Rhames returning to the franchise. Gary Busey going to be in this one.
Yeah.
Christopher Lloyd. Looking forward to it. So we got to wait at least 6 more months before we get there.
It's pretty late notice. I mean, a couple of weeks.
Yeah, I was really kind of looking forward
to it. Come on
now. It's got to be Diddy's fault.
No, he's a good man who did a nice thing.
Not nice enough.
100 grand or something. Today's celebrity birthday, Stacey Keibler. She makes a cookie. Boy, can she make a cookie.
That's a different...
I went by that tree of hers.
Those
there.
Those are the Keibler elves. That is not the same person.
Well, she's hardly an elf. She's very tall, Kevin. I haven't even seen her, but she is she's
I have
lanky.
Seen her. She's not related to the Keibler elves.
She is dating George Clooney, 32 years old today. Usher turns 33 years old. Natalie Maines of Dixie Chicks is 37. Steve Coogan, British actor and comedian. One of my favorites, 46 years old. Jim Rome turns 47. Lori Petty's 48 years old. Ralph Lauren, the fashion designer, 72. Roger Moore, formerly James Bond, turns 84 years old today. And Thomas Dolby!
She blinded me with science. She blinded me with science.
Science! Remember the good old days where I'd read a long email and then invariably it would end with something like, it turns out that she...
I don't remember those as being the good old days.
She sided me with pie ants. Remember? Like the,
I remember pie ants.
Remember ants attacked this one girl's pie and was sitting next to her and sided me with pie ants?
Yep, pie ants!
I'm with Kevin. That's more to me like thinking back when you were a little kid, you had chicken pox that one time.
Those were good times.
I'm glad it's passed.
Maybe we need to bring back those emails.
Let's not make that decision right now.
We really haven't had
a chance. Let's think on that maybe on the weekend a little bit.
Let that one go and percolate.
If Diddy wrote a check for 100 grand, maybe I wouldn't have to bring back those emails. That's all I'm saying. I'm Ralph Garman. Have a good weekend, everybody. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. Monday morning, an all-new show. We have Andrew Siciliano on the program talking NFL. We have Harvey Levin from TMZ.com. And your final chance to win tickets for our Breakfast with Coldplay.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm sorry, I have an erection.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
How awkward was that?
In the middle of that pile.
No way. No way.
That one went a little long.
Oh, my.
That was a little long, that one.
Just pass it around.
Did you plug the hole yet, Daddy?
Well, don't enjoy, my friend.
Oh, the hole got to be black.
Well, just pass it on down. Pass it on down.
It's true. You guys sucked ass.
Leeds is right. We're nothing but a big bunch of losers. Show's over, folks. Go home.
Oh, my goodness! Are you kidding me? How good was that?
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
They are on their feet.
Son, never kick a cow turd on a hot day.
Y'all's a bunch of bitches. Later, nerds.
We do not have time for this kind of silliness. We got better stuff to do.
I've got better stuff to do. Thanks very much, everybody.